Heyo, and here we go with a special live audio commentary edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Heyo, I'm Addy.
Heyo, I'm Mo. We're 2 minutes away from the event starting. Here in the roach-encrusted house of Mo.
Yes, we're in the, I was going to say the silver-encrusted.
You're being kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silverfish, I think, actually, is what's here.
Could be. But, yeah, so we're about to get in. We're going to watch it for you, so you don't have to.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And other than that, I have to say this about Ryback. They really need to get rid of that feed me more and get to Ryback rules at the beginning, him singing it quietly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he still sounds like a baby face, and people are going to want to chant it. Yeah. Though I think he'll get the baby face reaction over Cena anyways.
I think so, but of course, now we're seeing the thing for the main event, which is Brock Lesnar and Triple H in a cage.
Honestly, it is the main event.
Oh, it is. Definitely is.
Will it go on last? I think so.
I think it's a cage. I think the cage will go last. Yeah. These are also all gimmick matches, too, right?
Mostly.
Except for the... the Kofi Ambrose doesn't have any gimmick, though. Because even the tag title match is a tornado tag.
That's the first ever Texas Tornado match ever. They're just calling it Tornado instead of Texas Tornado.
Yeah.
I think that's the first one I've ever seen WWE have.
Well, they can't call it Texas Tornado because you can't smoke crack before it.
And everybody has all their legs.
And yeah, I was going to say, everybody you have to hop on one leg.
Yeah. Oh, Kerry Von Erich, rest in peace. I've already ordered it. Are we going to do this again?
I think we are. Confirm your order.
Yes.
You have ordered Extreme Rules 2013. Here we go. Okay, good.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's half price, so that's good.
That's true. I get them half price. That's actually why we're doing it.
Yes.
If it wasn't half price, it'd probably be a stream.
Right.
At which point we wouldn't be doing a live audio commentary. Not that we would advocate people streaming.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got to actually, speaking of which, I got to download that second... I never watched the first one, the X Division one, but I got to download this
The tag team Wild one
for the Joker's Wild tournament for TNA,
yeah,
too.
I don't.
Well, I'll watch it. Fuck, I mean, we got...
Thou shalt not lie, cheat,
got tomorrow
steal.
Off, got 4 days off later in the week. I mean...
Nice.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
You have tomorrow off and you have 4 days off later in the week. Isn't that like a full week off?
No, because I have to work Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Then I have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you think? What's going to be the worst match? What's your prediction?
Big Show, Randy Orton.
That doesn't have a gimmick either, does it? It should have been a last man counting, the standing, right?
Yeah, knockout? Sure. Yeah.
It should have been based on the knockout
can't
punch.
Can't answer the 10 knockout punch.
Yeah. But they've done that for the main event, so or the other, the standing.
Mark Henry and Sheamus. Is Savio Vega going to be the referee for this? It's a kind of being a strummash.
The gimmick they showed, I don't know if that must not have been gimmick, where they showed the strap, like the scars.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, fuck
the welts and everything.
The welts and everything. But yeah, I mean, that's also not a gimmick match, and that should be the worst match. You're right.
Orton show is probably the worst match.
That should be the worst match.
And then this is a title match, and so they're about half and half, I guess. But what is this one now?
No, this is Last Man Standing, remember?
This one's Last Man Standing.
Yeah, this is Ryback. Okay. The Ryback against John Cena.
Rules.
The Ryback rules.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think Cena's going to win, but I mean, like I say, I don't know. It's possible S.H.I.E.L.D. gets involved, and then that throws everything out.
That's true. But Ryback, and I mean, say what you know, Ryback does still have a little bit of that mystique where he could win. Like, this is the second title match he's been in where I say I could see them. More so the last one.
It's possible.
But it still is, it's possible that he could win.
It's possible. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so either. But
it is possible. Like I say, I mean, Cena,
it's
had such a journey to the title. It's weird to take it off him so early.
It is.
But Ryback can't keep losing. Like, you know, he can't keep losing.
Unless he's just another one-man gang. Right?
Yeah.
And when we say can't keep losing, we have to remember, too, that these guys are idiots. The people writing the television. So...
True.
Which one? Well, that's a submission match, right? The Swagger and Del Rio.
Yeah, it's a I Quit.
Yeah.
Much like
not a submission match.
Not a submission match.
There's a
different matches.
That's a different match. Yeah.
Totally different match. I quit.
Because Steve Austin's only ever been in one I quit match in his career.
That's right. And but he was also in a submission match.
Yes. CM Punk, you think?
I don't think we'll see CM Punk, no.
No, there's talk about Calgary being his...
oh, really?
His
That'd
Raw
be awesome.
Being his return.
That'd be great.
So
that's a really cool set they have.
That is a nice set, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I don't think we'll see
him. Oh, speaking... Remember how Miz used to have that shirt that said... The name tag on the corner, it says hello, and Eugene used to have it too. It says hello, my name is.
Yeah.
I've ordered online a t-shirt that has a black t-shirt that has a name tag thing, and it says hello, my name is, and inside it says, Amigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's fantastic. Like, I love the Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the best thing
There's
on
no
that.
Gimmick on this one.
Isn't there?
No.
No?
There's no gimmick on this. Speaking of which...
No, because one of the wrestlers in it is a gimmick.
Well, yeah.
So that's... There
but,
you go.
And Jericho has to win, doesn't he?
No, he's going away. This is Fandango.
How much longer
again.
Is he around for?
I don't know. I think it's like any... I think he's taking a summer going touring, right? Because it's usually summer concert tour time, right?
Yeah.
So I can't see him being around. I could see him sticking around for Bret Hart Appreciation Night in 2 weeks and being gone.
Yeah, maybe. Because he used to live here in Calgary for many years, too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. He might win this. I think Fandango, and I think Jericho probably will win. But I thought he'd win at WrestleMania, so what do I know?
Well, Jericho is just the guy that puts people over. That's what his deal is now, right? So, there it is, right here.
Speaking of which, though, you'll notice on Raw, not one mention of people fandangoing, not one thing
yeah,
of people in the crowd.
I know.
Thank God they've given up on that.
Well, I bet you they'll pick up to it on here, I bet you.
Well, if people are doing it, yes. If they're not doing it, they won't. Another thing you'll notice lately is...
There's the... Summer Rae.
They've changed to baby faces entering first, heels entering second.
Yeah. That's why
Jericho's
not winning. He come out first.
Bring your dad's theory, yeah.
Yes.
But no, they've changed that, I mean, last couple weeks here.
Yeah.
Which I don't
Say
know
what you will, those are nice tights on Fandango. Those are very Macho Man Randy Savage. There.
Those are very, yeah. Yeah. It's true. Summer Rae.
That was
they,
good.
They showed the other bitch too, didn't they?
Yeah, at Mania, before Summer Rae.
I mean, woman. I would never call a woman bitch.
No, a cunt, though.
It wasn't Dixie Carter.
Oh, right. I did like Jericho's serious promo about it.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice to see a serious promo for once.
Yeah, well, that's why I liked it. It seemed different, finally, right?
Yeah.
Da, da, da. Look at that. His entrance thing is da, 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 da.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, it's Summer Rae this time.
Yeah. Oh. I like that.
Oh, yeah, she's...
hot.
Yeah, she's... really, she's the new Michelle McCool. That's what when I look at her, I think of Michelle McCool.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Even Kelly, like, they don't really
some
have
Kelly, there's definitely some Kelly there, too. Michelle, like, if Michelle McCool and Kelly fucked, and they probably did.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Rae's what they produce.
Well, they don't, oh, yeah, because they're Mexican. They know how to salsa dance. Good one, Cole. They also eat tacos. Take it away, guys. They're currently cheating on their taxes, guys. But they do, they don't really have a blonde chick right now, right?
Italian?
Well, yeah, okay. They don't have a black or a blonde, rather, that they're really using. I hope there's a backstage
sketch. Kaylin's blonde, sort of.
Kind of, not really.
Her hair's dyed blonde.
No, it's half and half. I think she's... was it? I thought it was the other way around.
She's blonde, though.
I thought it was dark, and then she had blonde in there. I hope there's a Kali backstage. Nice. Speaking of Randy Savage. I think it was a genius more that did that, though, didn't it?
I remember the first guy I remember doing it was Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels. And I've seen Randy Savage do that, though, too.
Yeah?
Do this.
Do that stretch out, lying down on the ropes thing.
You're still not saying it correctly.
It's a good sign. It's a sign, guy.
Oh, fuck, the beast is here. I'm ecstatic now.
Okay.
Okay, we'll leave you to the great commentary of
Michael. Yes, there's Michael Cole for 5 minutes.
World champion, record 9-time intercontinental champion, won 30 titles in his career, and Fandango needs a breather. The man who claims he's mastered the art of dance with rhythm, grace, and precision.
What do you mean, claims?
He has. Have you not seen him? Jericho not going to wait for Fandango to get back in, following him around the ring, and oh, coming with an elbow. Remember, Jericho is dancing proud of the crowd. Oh. 2011 season of Dancing with the Stars. Oh. Baseball sign from Jericho. Summer Rae was not like what she's seen. Glad to see Summer Rae back. The front and the legs. Jericho. Whoa. Oh, look at how he fucked up. And Jericho told us Monday night the funny things are over.
It certainly is. Business.
Jericho busting some moves and busting Fandango in the process. But you never know. Look at what happened at WrestleMania. Chris Jericho was in control, complete control. He tweaks his knee, and next thing you know, his leg gives out, and Fandango gets the win. Biggest upset in WrestleMania history. It could happen again. Lightning can throw it twice.
Looks like Fandango gets the energy by stalling out Fandango to get the stuff.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
You miss anything?
No, we didn't.
I'm asking, not asking you, I'm asking the people.
Oh. No, you didn't.
See, thanks, people.
All right. Ah. Pizza. And
pizza.
Bacon, cheese stick things. Oh, yeah, we got plates, too, didn't we?
Yeah, we're good to go. Means I don't have to get up and move.
Or do dishes.
Likely neither one of these things was going to happen anyways.
Yeah, looking around here, I believe that.
I warned you. I warned you before you came. Yeah, I know you keep a clean place, but I'm... Like, yeah. If we're the odd couple, you'd be Felix, and I'd be the other guy whose name isn't Felix.
Yes. Is that guy fat?
Yeah. Believe it or not, the fat guy is a slob. I don't
really?
Know. It never happens.
Huh.
And by the way, that guy is... What are you saying, he's fat or I'm fat?
Both. You're Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Fat and yet on crack.
Yes. Just think how fat he'd be without it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I like the other chick better, though.
Do you?
The other lovely young lady, yeah.
I'm a Summer Rae fan.
Summer Rae's pretty hot.
I was a fan of Summer Rae in NXT, actually.
She's hot. She's hot. She can't wrestle. But she's hot.
But I'd like to see her box.
That is some good cheese sticks with bacon on them.
This wasn't, no, that was the Randy Orton six thing. I was like, this isn't the opener of, this wasn't the Mania opener either. I thought maybe.
No, that was, Shield.
Yeah. Summer Rae is not wearing a very PG outfit.
It's pay-per-view. Fuck them.
It's true. You know? In about 7 years, this will be the WWE Network. You know, when television no longer exists.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. Television will exist. It'll just be, I guess basic cable and such will be different.
Yeah.
Because even now you can get, like...
I hope my employer figures it out before then.
Well, no, but they have... That's where you get your internet, though.
It's true.
That's from Shaw, right? So,
yeah.
It'll just be different what you're paying for.
Well, it's been changing for a while now.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep doing that. Every program will be on demand.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing with this network. It just doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
These are delicious.
I think they're awesome.
Should have got a bunch of these instead of... No. Why'd we bother wasting ourselves money on pizza? These are fantastic.
I have a feeling these bacon cheese sticks are a lot like one of the pizzas we just ordered.
Maybe very similar, actually. You mean to the one called Double Bacon Cheeseburger?
No,
or Double,
six,
ba- or double bacon Six Cheese.
We don't need the burger part to get in the way. Come on.
True. Thank God we got bacon on it, though. Mm-hmm. That's really what I care about. Yeah, these are good.
So, on WWE Day that they're going to have at Alicia's school.
Mm-hmm. Our producer?
She's going as Randy Savage.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I presume then you're going as Elizabeth?
I'm actually going as a Slim Jim. I'm there to provide a little excitement.
That was a good near fall.
That was.
Okay, let's move on to something else before... Otherwise we're just going to eat this and be full.
True.
Well,
yeah.
You will be.
That's true. Okay, now it's the six cheese bacon one.
Alright, let's see if it tastes any different.
So when it says double bacon, it's ground bacon and ham.
Oh. Whatever. As long as it has six kinds of the cheese. That last thing, the problem with it, one kind of cheese.
Yeah. Well, he's got it locked in. Does he have the fingers locked? He's got the fingers locked.
I liked when we were watching the vintage.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Summer Rae. Yeah. She is nice.
Yeah. In HD.
So put on the 3D glasses, put it in 3D, see if it works.
I don't think it will.
It will. No, that's fucking good, though.
I mean, who eats on a podcast?
It's bonus content.
It's true, this is a bonus show. Oh!
Nice. Very nice.
Code Breaker. That's it, eh?
Yeah.
So, rubber match then at...
I don't know, the thing is...
Or could you move... If Ryback wins the title, could you move him over? But you wouldn't... I don't know.
See, the thing is that... It's kind of like the feud is the heel wins, the heel wins, the heel wins, the heel wins. Heel's always getting the best of them, both in the ring and like in matches and also in all the segments, right? And attacking him.
Yeah.
So it's just like eventually the babyface has to get his, get the win, and that's the end. I think that's the end.
Well, that very well could be. It's just, again, it's, and I like Jericho as much as the next guy, but, like, look at him. So old.
I know it.
I mean, he's been the best guy since in 2013 in the ring.
Yeah.
But
Bon Jovi is not a young man.
We're not about, it's not about now, it's about the future. As gimmick as he is, Fandango has been around longer than Jericho.
Well, I don't know about
or,
that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not in so theory, sure. Should be, right? Double turn time?
No. No, no, no.
Mutual respect?
No, 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 no. He, until Henry has his feud with Cena, he'll be real.
Yeah, that's true. £200 more than him. Now, you all saw Lumpy set a new world record by dragging I fucking hate him. Lumpy.
I like him. I hate his character.
And tonight, yeah. The three rules, the world's strongest man is going to find out
firsthand what happens when the Celtic Warrior. Did you see that where he dragged the two trucks?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You think it was gimmicked?
I don't know. The way that he didn't do it immediately, how he had to go back a couple times, right? And was like, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off.
Yeah,
I think it might have been legit.
I thought it was legit, too, the way he collapsed. But that said, it's tough to tell. Mm-hmm. Because he couldn't move it, and then he could. So it makes you go, well, why could he?
Yeah, like he didn't budge at all, right? So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like he came close and then couldn't do it. I mean, he didn't. It wasn't moving at all.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, this is him beating the Shield.
Yes, 3-on-1. Ruining their streak.
It was by DQ.
Fuck that.
It was.
I know. He still beat him. Streak is over. And they've been losing singles matches now.
Yeah, that's right, too.
They're
time to
the idea that they have to book somebody to keep winning for an entire year, they think handcuffs them too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're morons.
Oh yeah, I mean like yeah.
You know, I can't believe it's been 2 months since Six weeks. It's been 6 weeks since WrestleMania. Feels like even longer.
Though. Well, Kofi hasn't been here, that's for sure. Hear him scrubbing. SOS. Hear him scouring.
Not at my house, no, you're right.
Maybe the people above your house he's visited. They seem like clean people.
I heard the vacuuming earlier.
There you go. You know my vacuum's been broken for a month?
Only one?
I just found out. What the hell is Kofi? Do they have like cow prints on here? What that is? Blue cow print?
It
is the Wildcat. So is that like a cheetah print?
Is that his latest gimmick? The Wildcat?
Remember, it was a while ago. But they occasionally call him that. They're not coming out with him? Oh, they are.
They don't need to. I mean, he's taking on Kofi.
They're wearing a white shirt underneath that gimmick. Yeah, he looks like he's like the lost relative of Deuce and Domino. Competing a matchup without the other members around ringside. douche and Domino.
Well, this is
that a new ref?
No, it's the same guy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What do you think of his finish, Ambrose?
What is his finish?
Mic like check?
I presume it's the mic check.
No, no, yeah. The downward spiral? No, it's
like 50% of the guys have the mic check.
No, it's like a bulldog DDT. Maybe he'll use it to win tonight.
Oh, sure he will. There is some chance that Kofi retains.
Yeah, there is.
Because they've re-given him a push, right? I don't think so, but there is some chance.
Yeah. Now, but do you think if Ambrose has the U.S. title, is that a good thing?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I just, it's one of those, it sounds good at first glance, you know what I mean? Like, if you didn't know, but yeah, give him the belt, that's good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
If you're not paying attention. Oh, this is a new pizza.
Yeah, yeah, I switched it over.
Oh, good. Does it have bacon?
Yeah, except for, it also has a vegetable on it, though. So
what the fuck?
I know.
That's two non-gimmick matches to start.
That's right. Are those the only ones left? I mean, those are the only, no, there's Orton and Show, which actually probably will be next.
Yeah.
And then they'll get the non-gimmicks out of the way and go gimmick, gimmick, gimmick.
And then go Extreme Rules.
Walls of Jericho is trending on Twitter.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's right, St. Louis. Harley. Michael Cole knows Harley.
No, he doesn't.
No. You don't know Harley.
Wow. Mick Foley knows
Harley. Yeah, I was going to say, Foley did the pre-show. He knows Harley.
Yeah. I mean, he may know Harley, but he doesn't
but
know.
But he doesn't know Harley. Really?
Is, JBL's not really a heel or baby. Like, he's a tweener, isn't he?
He's Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
He's Jesse Ventura, and then he leans towards the heels. But if a babyface does something, you'll give him credit for it. And if he likes a certain babyface, like, Ventura, like, never changed on Randy Savage, right?
No, that's true. Of course, the thing about Savage is you always know he's going to turn heel again, eventually.
Yeah. Well, he could be consistent with Jake Roberts, too.
Yeah. Did you listen to his interview?
Yeah. He wants to go in the Hall of Fame.
How was it?
He wants to go in the Hall of Fame. It was like 20 minutes. It was just kind of... It wasn't so much about what he said. It was just more that he sounded healthy, you know, sounded good. You know, it was, oh.
Better than when I interviewed him with that lost audio here?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, wants to go into the Hall of Fame. Doesn't know that he will, but wants to. You know, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Well, he will.
Well, I mean, hey, who better? I mean, really, if you want to, again, New Orleans, maybe not so much for Jake, but for his dad. The Kentuckians and Assassins in that territory. You know, we're like the Hearts and Bulldogs of that territory.
He's, I suppose. I never really thought of his dad as a Hall of Famer.
No, I don't think his dad, but I mean... I just mean in terms of that, I'm trying to put a connection there, you know, with Jake probably started out rapping there. Oh, double.
Probably, yeah. Does DDP induct him?
Yeah, I don't know. Who's there to induct him? DDP?
This is exactly what Kofi Kingston done needed.
You know.
Honky.
Honky. Yeah, Honky was DiBiase.
Yeah.
There's... I'm trying to think. Who else? Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah.
You know. That's probably it. Sting? No, wait. See? There. Should have got the tight. What the hell? There, is he going to do his bulldog thing here?
Oh, yeah. That's it, eh? Yeah.
I like that. Not that, with the call. JBL saying, we're going to have a new champion, because that used to mean, no, he's kicking out.
Yeah.
I've noticed that a few times with JBL when he says it. I think it's good because
it's actually getting off. He's actually getting over a finisher. Yeah, just like a tap. Believe in the mid card?
Believe in the mid card.
Good match, though. A lot of the crowd seemed to be into Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. I think they're kind of into a title change as well. That seems to get,
yes,
you know, a temporary crowd pop as well.
I'm Stooge.
Got him up on his shoulders, I laugh. With the Flair and Bret Hart. That kind of reminds me more of Flair, that one.
Yeah, it's more like Flair. Yes, they will.
Yes, they will.
No. Yes. How long have they had the belts for now? Those two.
So they said since Night of Champions is when they won.
From how long is that?
September. So what's that, like 9 months, say? I'm just doing that now.
You're just checking it?
Hit expand there.
I expand to see what it was that we're up to.
What? Somebody asked, can JTG enter the WrestleMania reading contest? My response was, he can enter, but can he win?
Is he still employed?
Yeah, I think so. I have, like, I don't know. they have not been able to get... When was the last time that they got that arm wrestling gimmick to work? Like, was it Ivan Putski and...
I was going to say, Ivan Putski
and Jesse Ventura?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Putski and Ventura all those years ago.
Yeah. Like, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Because, like, this didn't work. Hunter and Steiner didn't work.
Hunter and Steiner was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Ahmed Johnson and Davey Boy Smith.
I don't even remember that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember them feuding.
Oh, yeah.
I remember them sort of feuding. I guess it was like...
It was the summer of...
Yeah, where Sid...
96, I guess? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where Sid replaced Ahmed, right? Or no?
No, no, that was... yeah, 96, international incidents. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's when they started the feud, and then it got cut short because, yeah... Because Ahmed get no. Who left? Oh, the Warrior. It was the Warrior that left. So that's why
that
Sid
was
came
right.
back. Because he termed it in your house international incident. Well, you got something talking to you.
Yeah, we just updated our antivirus.
Ah,
that'll make for good audio.
Earlier, I updated my uncle virus.
So I guess
that's what he does. That's a new shirt. That's what I do. That's the shirt that I
wear.
Fuck, I just can't stop eating these bacon cheese sticks. So we can follow along. Because it's really fucking difficult to follow along. Hit four corners in a row. Did he hit three or did he hit four? I don't remember. It was just 10 seconds ago.
Remember, some people in Louisiana might be watching this.
Pay-per-view, though.
Well, yeah, Scramble Vision.
It's true.
Fuck off, dog.
Yeah, they don't bother to show that. Thunderhead.
Hey. Don't steal other people's gimmicks.
What? Oh, I was just calling you a thunderhead.
Oh. Well, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, the straps being so big, you only have to go like two,
yeah,
like one step. Anybody can do it. I find it odd when they bring up Eddie.
I know. Cole should be used to that, right?
Yeah.
People resisting him the entire time.
Really. Yeah, and tied to a strap.
Right. I get it, because he's into
bondage. Did he notice? Yeah. That's what. Did he notice they gave us four plates? They were assuming this was enough food to feed four people?
Yeah, I know. I'm double plated. All right.
I presume the things that light up there, that Sheamus is the green,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. Henry's the red. Shouldn't Henry be another color?
Oh, that's comedy. He moved him off his feet. Because that's funny.
If Sheamus is green, shouldn't Henry be another color?
Maybe blue.
His trunks are black. He's wearing black, a black outfit. Black shoes, black knee pads, black... You'll never get over wearing that, by the way.
No. Well, they did. So, did you read that earlier? I got that email. They did. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly. He can reach everything without having to...
Then we have to pretend that he can now.
That's stupid. The strap is too fucking long.
Yeah, that was dumb.
He could, if Henry's in the middle and lying down, he can reach all four without having to drag him. Because the strap is so fucking long.
I got an email earlier that with the news that Michael Hayes actually pushed for the light to be black, but he was overruled.
Really?
Yeah. He also wanted it that, like, whenever you hit it, it went, hoo, 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 hoo.
If it was Dusty Rhodes, what color would it be?
Hmm? It would be polka dotted, would it not? Oh, yeah, look at this. Look at this fucking Sheamus helping.
I know.
It's retarded.
The crowd knows it.
This is awful.
Yes.
Like, oh, they didn't do the Big Show Orton match yet.
No.
But so far...
So far, this is the worst match.
Yeah. Two, you know what?
The best match I kind of figured...
was Jericho, and they're decent enough, average
matches. Yeah, both the first couple matches were pretty good. I mean, I kind of did figure the best match should be... I mean, I kind of thought, actually, the Hell No Shield match might be the best match. Because Daniel Bryan's been just tremendous lately.
Yes, I think Hunter and Lesnar should be good, though, too.
I feel like it should be in a cage, violent, the crowd should be into it, it's the main event. But the fact is, the two times they've gotten together, two times it hasn't been much.
Underwhelming, yeah. Is he allowed to do that when he's outside the ring?
Yes.
See?
You can practically reach one side to the other side. Like, this is stupid.
Oh, yeah. You know, the crowd is going wild, though, probably because they figure this means it's almost over. Okay, why is that waving off, though?
I don't understand. Shouldn't it still be on until Henry hits one and then it starts?
Exactly, then it resets. And Henry's standing right...
And if they do the thing where they both hit it and it both is on, like, you know, where one's carrying him, but if they do that, I'll be fucking mad.
Yeah, that's how JBL won it. It was retarded.
I know. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, why does he have to go back to square one? This is stupid.
Why? The match is... We sort of have the... You know what we haven't actually seen is somebody actually really whipped the other guy yet.
I know,
probably because
right?
they both got whipped so on Raw so much and they both had fucking welts.
Yeah.
They're like, let's do this match without doing that. And here's a chance to whip him, man.
Does he keep talking about what happened?
Is he gonna?
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
Wow. You know, if you look this up tomorrow on Urban Dictionary, you're going to see that as the definition of pussy whip.
Oh, no, that hurts. I can see the welts on him. Of course, he's so white. Why? When you could... Oh, they're doing it. They're doing the fucking gimmick. Where they're both touching the corners. The worst gimmick in
all the wrestling. Well, they just turned the green light on and... What the fuck?
And see, but oh, it didn't used to be the guy could see that the other guy was touching that. Now because they've lit up, Henry can see that, and why is it reset? Why is he waving it off? All Henry had to do was walk over and step one more.
This is so
like
awful.
Why the fuck?
This is awful. This is like the most. WWE should never do another strap match again.
Well. Strap matches, I've seen good strap matches, but never the WWE. And that, well, actually, no, I saw one good one. The Savio Vega, Steve Austin one was pretty good. That was pretty good. But, no, they're awful. But it's even worse when they're doing it like this. I mean, this is, they're fucking out, the lights are awful.
Yeah.
The huge strap. Just the phoniness of it.
The fact that Savio Vega's not there.
Just the huge, the phoniness of it. The fact that Savio Vega isn't there. I'm going to send a tweet out about this match. What should I say? About this is shit.
is utter shit. It's convoluted bullshit is what it is. Oh, wow. Even now, the other thing they're doing is they're training the crowd not to give a fuck when people hit the thing.
Well, of course they are.
It's like, look, they're going to hit three. And compared to the last time he hit three...
All right.
This wave-off rule is retarded. You can write that, too.
Oh, just the whole fucking thing sucks. Oh, now there's another dumb thing going on. Another phony-looking fucking thing.
Yeah. What's he doing?
I think he's going to try and choke him with it.
He's trying to wrap him around.
But then he can't reach all the corners. Well, actually, he probably can't. Strap is long enough.
Now, if this was a Canadian strap match, wouldn't he have to inject him with Xanax first?
Well, one of them would have Fragile X.
Mmm. That might be Sheamus, actually.
It would explain a lot.
Mm-hmm. His resemblance to Beaker.
His resemblance to Beaver? What do you mean?
Beaker.
Oh, Beaker.
See, there's a little Beaker all over this place. What does he fucking
high five,
thing?
That was great.
Oh, fuck.
Awful.
Fuck, that was awful.
Why wasn't it waved off when he couldn't reach him right away?
Yeah.
Of course, because he can reach it from fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
Henry's in the middle of the ring.
The guy wearing Sting makeup in the crowd. With the hat back over there?
Yeah,
no.
I saw that's not Sting. That's
no, that's Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Finally cosplay you approve of.
Final what?
Cosplay you approve of.
What's cosplay?
What I do in the bedroom with your mom.
Oh. I heard that was cos gay.
And that type of brilliant interaction between us is why we decided to take this.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can hear what it's like for us to just be beside each other all the time.
So is she getting a chick championship match here or what?
I guess. Yeah, see, she's blonde.
Yeah, there you go. It's the black underneath. I thought it was the blue.
Why would the heel not want a title match?
Focus on your secret admirer.
Well, cowardly heel.
Do you think your secret admirer wants to say it?
Yeah, but she'd want the belt.
They're ashamed to go out into public with you, or... I don't know. But I guess that I would rather...
AJ and HD really is not pretty, is she?
No.
...than be dating the real-life adult, Papa Tone Baby. And you know what? This might make you feel better.
You know what? Two women just being bitchy to each other and sniping little comments, little snipey, fucking bitchy comments, is not very entertaining.
No.
That's all, folks.
They both come across like heels then.
Oh.
Well, they both do come across like heels here.
They do, but that was, Or is it the Bella Twins?
The real stars.
Is that... Is Vicky Guerrero eating a banana? No, Tamina.
Tamina is eating a banana. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
You gotta be shitting... Well, they're eating fruit, too. They have apples.
Okay.
Still, even if they have apples.
You know what Tamina should be eating? One coconut, two coconuts. Hey, you want some bananas? We got you some bananas.
Holy
we got a whole
shit.
Bag of bananas for you, Tamina.
Wow.
That's...
Wow.
That was like the first thing I saw. There's some...
Well, first thing I think was, you're like, who's eating a banana?
I thought it was Vicky at first, actually. And I figured I was going to make a Jim Cornette joke. But, no. Didn't need to make really a joke. It writes itself.
Now that you said that, I really want a banana split from Dairy Queen.
There you go.
I thought they were talking about WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The most breathtaking 5 out of 10 pay-per-view you've ever seen.
See, this is the only reason to get it to me.
Yes, it's to finally see the Hall of Fame, since we couldn't fucking find it anywhere.
I know. Well, not without getting the whole thing, so... But it's available now, so it might be out.
Yeah. Well, I guess that means I can delete it from my HD drive, then. Or we ordered it, the TV, the DVR.
Oh, yeah, your PVR there. You got it. You got WrestleMania there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
Well, I still had room to tape that, tape SCTV, and still tape some porn, as you saw.
Yeah, I did see that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The porn had better acting. I love how this becomes the number one contenders, I could imagine. Ooh, they added a little pop to that, eh? You hear that?
They did add a little pop to it, but nevertheless, when I see that, reminiscent of Bret Hart Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah.
Phil Rio will win.
The only way to win is to make your opponent say...
It's my prediction.
Quit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weep the people.
This is awful.
I love the
music. Oh, he's got a mic. Yeah, I like the gimmick, like the look of Swagger looking different. But now...
They haven't let him speak in a long time.
No.
Cut the music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many of you people this past week watched the cable news.
Well, on Monday he forgot his lines, too. Because that's it, they're giving him lines instead of letting him speak as a promo.
Yeah, well, this sounds like
we found out this week that our government has been using the IRS to target certain groups and individuals like me for political gain.
This is excellent. Next pay-per-view, Zeb Coulter, Mike Rotundo feud.
Awesome. You know, Zeb Coulter's eyes also look
glazed over.
Yeah. We the people.
Yeah.
The what's are throwing him off.
Who's going to jail? Who's being arrested?
This Jack Swagger.
Well, Val Venus.
Is really
this is part of my discussion with him that I had. He's talking about, if I don't pay my taxes and it's going to go to something I don't care, like my health care, then I'll go to jail. I'm like, yeah, so either pay them, don't pay them, go to jail, fight to change the system, or move. You have options.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Something about baseball.
He wasn't getting much heat. He wasn't getting much heat doing the political thing, so he's going Lewis Comic Con. He's getting the cheap heat. They told him to wrap it up, and he said, wait a minute.
And then we're shipping him off back to wherever he comes from.
I guess he is on a different outfit.
Yeah, it's true.
He's changing them every now and then now.
We're going to go hunting for Dolph Ziggler and the World Heavyweight title. Mark this down, people. Jack Swagger's America has begun.
Oh, Swagger's trying to cut a promo.
Nope. Just we the people.
We the people!
And that's why they don't give him promo time.
Well, he could say that without listening. Oh, Lillian Garcia is also Mexican. Who knew?
Who knew?
Getting over a little bit.
Yeah.
I still just think that from the beginning, since they turned a baby face, they've made fucking mistake after mistake.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, and even turning him baby face was
the way they did it.
Yeah. Like it just...
Right from the beginning, it's been nothing but one mistake after the other.
But that's supposed to be the whole point of this, is to get Alberto Del Rio over as, like, the next Rey Mysterio type guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. But how often did they really play up Mysterio's Mexican heritage?
Well, it wasn't, yeah, it was with a mask, right? And a high flying.
Well, he was Mexican, people knew it, and Mexicans, fans cheered him. Right? But
yeah.
They didn't have to play it up.
No, exactly. They didn't cheer him because he was Mexican.
I mean, they were proud of him because they're Mexican. They were like, oh, he's good. So, yes, they cheered him too. But it wasn't about the fact he was Mexican. First off, it was just about the fact he was a baby face.
Yeah.
Crazy to think, because when you see these two next to each other, the Swagger's so much bigger.
Yeah.
And if they were fighting in MMA, and one of them really did, another one could have, they'd be in the same weight class. It doesn't look like.
No, that's true.
You hear what JBL Lance said? I never said I quit.
Yeah.
Cole goes
oh.
Mad. Well, I mean, these guys have had some really, really good matches. Like, their match on SmackDown that was like a...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a... What do you call it?
Was that a number one contenders match on SmackDown or just like a match?
It was just a match, and it was a Extreme Rules match. Like, what was it? No DQ or whatever.
The No Holds Barred match.
And it was very good.
And that's basically what this is, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that one was from That might even have been from England.
Oh, right. That it was. Yeah, you're right. It was.
Yeah. I hope the mic's still picking us up. Now that we're both leaned back.
No. Well, Swagger's cut on his shoulder there.
They're going to it too quick. This is not Blanchard versus Magnum TA.
No, it definitely is not. Although Swagger and Tully have some similar similar recreational ideas.
Well, Tully's no longer.
That's true. But back in the I Quit days, I mean, that's what you got to do. See, that's why Swagger might win this, because if he gets high to dull the pain, then he won't quit.
That's true.
This is all right. I like this. This kind of surf.
What I like is that he got busted for driving high.
Yeah.
And yet that stays in your system for, what, like 3 months? When you smoke weed? And yet he's passed every weed test or everything they've done. So when was the last time they basically
test for that?
That's what I want. Well, yeah, they test for pot. It's one of the substances it is for. And he hasn't failed that. So my question is, how often are they testing people now? Like, is it still prominent, or?
Well,
we haven't heard anything forever. I guess Randy Orton, what, like 6 months ago?
Yeah, I guess, right? It's been a while, though.
I mean, you never hear anything. You never hear.
No, other than, as I said, what's
we've never
name?
Ever had a female fail a test.
That's true.
And I mean, look at Caitlin.
Bruno and Dr. Maroon was, you know what I mean? Like, singing the praises of it was the last wellness thing they heard. Okay, so this spot's stupid.
That's alright.
We need another weapon besides a kendo stick, though.
Well, yeah. Because I don't know how many of the... You don't want to break out every weapon, though, because
I guess
because
this is Extreme Rules, right?
Yeah, you need weapons for Cena and Ryback, and...
Yeah, the more important matches, we'll get the more toys, right? I guess that's probably why these guys have just a kendo stick, right?
Exactly. Kendo stick gives them something that makes a loud sound, but...
Oh, my God. Sandman and Tommy Dreamer here?
A little bit. Excuse me, sir, may I have another?
Yeah. Alberto, do you want to quit? No! Fuck off.
The way they do it's too overly dramatic. The way he goes, no!
And nobody cares, though. He's like, no, and then you hear crickets.
True. But nobody thought he was going to say it there.
Well, that's true.
In fact, nobody thinks Del Rio's losing at all.
Nice. Nice.
That was a good spot.
I like that. It's all legal. Yeah, the referee can't do
anything. You can't do anything about that. Say what you want. Here comes Coulter. What's he going to do? Absolutely.
This is where you need. Said Swagger's America has begun. No, he didn't.
No, but Coulter said it in the promo. I don't think I'm going to use a chair, too.
I guess.
Okay, so what's left for Cena and Ryback then?
Ladder.
Here come the toys. Yeah, ladder, chair.
Spanish announce table. No one's used a Spanish announce table yet.
No, that'll be safe for that.
Seriously, we need to see Mike Rotunda come out.
That would be awesome. Irwin R. Scheister.
Yes.
IRS. Seriously, one of those gimmicks that's like so bad that nostalgia saves it. Do you want to quit?
Thanks, King. Oh, he missed it. What a maneuver. He missed it.
See, this is probably no surprise with Jack Swagger in it. But one thing you gotta say is this match so far, stiff as hell.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was also, you were just talking about, like, Val Venus's thing, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Do you want to quit?
See, that's good.
Yeah, that's the way it should
be. The way to do it, right?
That's the way to do it. Not the overly dramatic.
No! Con!
You know?
On behalf of all the Hulkamaniacs, I'm going to have to tell the Million Dollar Man, hell no!
No!
That looks like a fucking pussy.
That doesn't feel good.
No, but he looks like he's like half speeding it.
Well, wrestling's a work.
It's still supposed to. I don't know. That was just too fake. If it's too fake, don't do it. This
is all about becoming number one contender. Say it again. To say it, if it's too fake, don't do it. But say it like Roddy Piper.
You need to know if it's too fake, you just don't do it.
Okay. Now say it like Vince Russo.
Yeah. What? No, but Vince Russo would never say that. It's hard for me to fathom that. That sounds incredibly fake. We must do it over and over again. And we will get ratings.
I mean, we need ratings. We gotta have Russo back on. Yeah. We're thinking about it. It's just like, I need Russo back on.
Yeah. Did you hear he was doing voice work or interviews for the WWF 50th DVD?
No.
Linda.
Linda McMahon?
Linda McMahon just recorded her interviews for it.
Huh. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. I think that one's going to be a really good one.
Oh, yeah, it should be great.
Yeah.
How many discs is that? 50 years? 50 discs?
Well, let's see. If Jeff Jarrett got 4, I'm thinking 3.
I still can't believe that Jeff Jarrett got 4.
In TNA.
In TNA, exactly.
In TNA, would they just do 10 years? So TNA would have been, what, 6 years old at this point?
6 or 7, yeah. Yeah.
No.
No.
I like extra jalapeno, though.
At least there he said it softly.
Yeah. Well, now he looks like he's hurt, right? That's good. Don't it?
Yeah.
Does he have the fingers locked?
No, he doesn't.
No, no, no. He doesn't have the fingers locked. Nice.
See, that's another reason why, though, it's not getting over when people say no. Nobody believes you're going to pull a gut-wrench powerbomb on somebody.
Yeah.
And the guy's going to quit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it needs to be something where people can actually see them quitting.
Like, a submission.
Yeah.
Like the cross-arm breaker or the ankle lock are really the two only moves, really, right?
The two that most will, yeah.
What are you doing? Nice.
Break binding the leg.
The crowd still does not give a shit.
No, they don't, actually. I'm kind of surprised, because this is the spot they should be.
Oh.
And this has been a pretty good match. And it's been very stiff. It's pretty good. The psychology is pretty good.
I like this. Oh, fuck off.
Oh. If that stands, it's clever. And yet,
retarded.
It's original is clever in many ways, but it is a complete screwjob finish. Like one of the most. That might actually give this match some heat if they restart it.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, but he never said I quit. It's an I quit match.
Well, no, it's always been that they could throw in the towel, right? Fucking.
I guess so. Owen convincing Helen to throw the towel in, remember?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Okay, no.
See,
here's
there
just,
you go. I got that go. Feeling. I didn't think it was going to stand. And there the crowd's cheering a little bit. I didn't think it was going to stand.
He's yelling to the guy. The one referee's left yelling to the calm down. We can finally hear a referee for the first time ever. That's funny.
The referee's decision is final. Okay, I see the crowd cares about a restart.
Well, yeah, because the babyface got completely screwed.
Mark?
Who's this ref?
What?
We got an NFL thing. All we need is a hood for them to put their head under.
Well, fuck it. Watch this.
You're going to see the replay. Can truck replay it back? Why aren't they doing it on the fucking
Yeah, could you not just put this on the fucking Titantron?
Why are you doing it on the little
why
TV?
Is there a TV down there?
But won't you? Why don't you throw Coulter and the logical thing there is throw Coulter
and Del Rio
and Rodriguez out?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Fuck. Yeah.
What was it? What was the WrestleMania? Was it 6 or 7 that they had the debate about using replay and turning?
It was 7 because Bob Costas was supposed to be on it, and because of the Iraqi War thing, he wasn't on it.
That's right. Bob Costas and Vince McMahon never got along.
No.
And it was a total comedy thing.
Yeah.
It was
awful. Wasn't it like Steinbrenner was on it or something? Wasn't he?
I can't remember.
Oh fuck! Today when at lunch, they had on. I spent to like Burger King. They have TVs in there.
Yeah.
And one of the TVs had like this Baltimore Orioles, Tampa Bay baseball game.
Yeah.
They had. They literally went for like 15, 20 minutes on this like one replay as to whether this was a home run or not. Because it like hit this part of like the foul pole that was like black and not yellow. And he quit. Wow.
Talk anticlimactic.
Although, from the crowd, it worked.
No, the crowd, it worked. Yeah.
Suck my weenie.
Now, it worked in many ways, but just I think that I just expected that spot to go on a little longer before he quit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just to build the anticipation.
Yeah.
Well, and that gives us a reason to have him
have
three-way
the actual three-way still, yes.
Right?
Exactly.
He has a legal precedent.
Yes.
Within the WWE.
Now, that's assuming that Dolph Ziggler defends his title within 30 days and doesn't need to be stripped of it.
Because they're so strict on that. Well,
yes.
The question is, how long will he be out? I had that concussion when we did WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That was 6 weeks ago, and it wasn't that serious a concussion.
No, and you sound pretty dumb now.
I was going to say, I still suffer some occasional dizziness, like once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Not like I did, where I was daily many times a day,
yeah.
But I still suffer some occasional dizziness. So, I mean, that was a... Not like a not as severe concussion, I don't think, as what Dolph Ziggler got.
Yeah,
it was a severe concussion, but not not as bad as he got. So
I don't know. Ryback. The Ryback. I like
the
hat.
Ryback. Oh yeah, the hat's good. You want to know the real difference between
John Cena and myself? Oh, it's time for me to start my promo. Cena's alive.
Cena can spout off all that. Yeah, he stopped looking at
the Tron, and it looks better.
Now he's looking
now
back for his line.
Yeah. Despite what he thinks, tonight
he is not getting up. Now he's reading his line from the, what do you call it? Teleprompter.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to let him.
I should have been WWE champion. Which means he knows how to read, which is a surprise. But because other people
play by different rules, true. That didn't happen.
Tonight, that all changes. I'm going to have a rum and coke. Tonight.
Are you?
Yeah. Because I can.
This is awful.
Well, yeah.
No, you're right, though. The little part where he was looking at Josh.
That was better.
So much better.
When he remembered for a little bit what he was supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or had read far enough ahead.
Yeah. No tag titles still. Still no Orton Big Show yet. I guess it's Orton's hometown, though, right? So
yeah,
they're expecting
true, yeah.
Huge pop, so.
When he wins.
It's his hometown, though.
You saw Banton yesterday.
Yes, that's right. That's surprised they were able to do a whole show on it. Those are actually all the times where people have won in their hometown.
And we were actually able to fill an hour.
And one of them was a WCW match. Got his ears covered there. It's awesome. That belt just looks enormous on Daniel Bryan.
But he's also got it around his waist. I thought he was allowed to do that.
They all do that now.
But that makes it look like a belt.
It's true.
I thought they weren't allowed to do that. It looks like a belt.
It's a championship, pal. I think Vince is off that right now. Because Kofi had it around his waist. Payback is from Chicago, so that makes sense for Punk to be on it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But against who?
Hmm? I don't know. I don't know.
Is he turning babyface or not?
Not yet. Not by then.
I think he's turning babyface right away.
You think so?
I think it's going to be Paul Heyman, you walked out on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who against them. Like it would just.
Well, even if he's if he's a heel, who's it against?
Well, that's true. That's very
Sheamus.
That's Sheamus. Yeah, if he's a babyface, does he fight Mark Henry?
Yeah, now Henry doesn't have any reason to take on Cena because he lost to Sheamus, which was stupid. Because where the fuck does Sheamus go from Henry? So Henry could go to Cena.
Yeah.
Where does Sheamus go? Nowhere. So why the fuck would he win?
Because this is stupid.
Oh.
Nice. Huh. Is there DQs in a tornado? Probably not, eh?
No.
Nice. Go for the pin.
The shoulders are down.
Did you hear what Bradshaw just said?
No.
That actually hurts.
I can't picture somebody putting that on him, actually.
No. Nearly.
Except for when they get a 3-on-1 advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Roman Coke. Oh, rum and Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi.
Yeah. Still tasty.
Is that your first rum and Coke since we went to the Royal Rumble?
No.
No.
No. No. I miss Stephanie.
Yes, yes. You know, I was going to say, I was near the Tilted Kilt the other day, too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go in without me.
Yeah.
I wonder what the local talent of the Tilted Kilt was like. It can't match what we saw in Phoenix.
No, because we have, hiring ethics committees in Canada.
Yeah. They don't have that there. Thank God.
No. Dean Ambrose.
Plus, it's, Arizona's a break-to-work state.
It is.
So.
Yes. Nicole Breaker to the face.
Me and the other Jericho-holics, thank you. I am Jericho.
Oh, now they've
Extreme rules. I wonder if they'll put in mine. Remember where I said this is shit?
Yeah.
Let's see if it goes across.
It's about time the Shield got some gold. Dean Ambrose just took a big step forward.
No, he didn't. He got the U.S. title.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was wondering. I'm like, geez. Big win for Sheamus. Amazing stuff going on. Extreme Rules. Really, amazing stuff going on and Extreme Rules? You know what that said?
Well, we haven't had any...
flying, actually.
What are we giving this out of 10 so far?
The show?
Yeah.
The pay-per-view?
So far.
Six?
Six and a half?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been decent enough. It's just not, again, blow away. And,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't call this, like, a Buddy Rose diet of shows.
No, no.
That was a fucked up spot.
What did he say?
Something about them fucking up the spot. Who's gonna lose? Oh yeah, because it's Tornado.
Yeah, it's actually weird. It's actually, when they were all in the ring like that, I was actually like, I actually had a moment where I was like, why are they all in the, oh yeah.
Oh no, it's
Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
No, but I actually had a moment where I was like, why are they all in the ring?
Yeah, I know, why
just, you're just not used to it in the WWE.
Why isn't the ref doing anything? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of kamikaze action here. We got the right ref for it.
And we did get one comment of, this match is utter shit between Sheamus and Henry, convoluted bullshit. And E.M. Gillette responded to us that, this is why I fast forward through every Sheamus Henry match. Glad I never bought the pay-per-view. Looked terrible from top to bottom.
Yeah.
The booking was terrible. I thought the card looked good.
Yeah, yeah. Like the card itself is fine. That's why it's 6.5 so far, I think. Spear. Yeah.
That's the finish, usually.
I think Liam's just upset that there's no Divas match. Although there may get one now that after that little brawl thing.
I'm not sure what that means, yeah. I hope everybody liked the...
You hear that?
What's that?
King, what he just said?
What?
So this is the kind of cartage you get in a Texas tornado match.
Excellent.
Vince is probably yelling at him right now.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
We're not in Texas, pal.
Yeah, that's right. Texas sounds like Southern wrestling. Yeah. We're not a wrestling company. We put smiles on people's faces. Entertainment. King said,
I didn't hear it. I was like, what's he talking about?
He goes, you punch in my face, and you punch in your face.
It just...
Maybe he'll have this, okay, Vince is going to yell at me for that.
Fuck, yeah.
I just don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just going to fuck around all night.
Oh, nice.
That was a nice move by Rollins. Very nice.
Knee to the face on King. There you go. And there's a spiz here.
Unless Daniel Bryan breaks it up, but
yeah,
I think he will.
I think he probably will, too. No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of thought so, but by two, I was like, I don't
see
him. Yeah,
you didn't see him, exactly.
All right, here he is. Let's pretend he's a bear.
Redwood Grizzly. If this is the Finn... No, okay, thank God.
Oh, the no-lock.
They've already used the spear... Which is obviously...
Oh, nice.
The spear is obviously Reigns' finisher. What is Rollins using as a finisher?
I think he was doing a knee. Oh.
Oh, this could be cool.
This could be a knee here. Knee to the face flip deal. Oh,
very nice.
That has to be the finish.
Oh, that's the finish for sure.
That's awesome. Very cool. They have to do that every time.
That's, well, that's, it's easier to do on Daniel Bryan, obviously.
No, but Rollins is a big motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
So he could do that to
Rollins, Reigns is a big, even bigger, right?
Or no, Reigns, yeah, sorry, yeah. Reigns is what I meant, yeah.
Honest to God, that's the best tag team finisher in a long time, and if they continue to use that, it'll be awesome.
Yeah. That wasn't an accident. That wasn't said by accident.
No, for sure, for sure.
SummerSlam? Brothers of Destruction against the Shield? Brothers of Destruction and Daniel Bryan you could do against all three members of the Shield.
We already did
that again.
Stuff.
Well, not on SmackDown. Or you could do a Raw. Raw. You could do, was it? Oh yeah, Raw, that's right. You could do Bryan and Ambrose for the U.S. title.
That's what I was thinking. Which would be great. Though they already had a match. What was it? On Main Event? Or when did they have it? Or
that was SmackDown? Yeah. It was good, too. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
There's no such, I mean, I don't think you're going to get any unique. Are there any unique matches anymore? Like,
I was thinking this. Yes, there is. I mean, there's a ton. Because, like, Ryback has a ton out there, you know? Big E has a ton.
That's true.
Sheamus has a few still, you know? Like, there is actually some. Because we've had, the Shield has a ton. Because we've had a few new guys up near the upper mid-card presented, we do have quite a few.
Yeah. That's true. What the fuck is the Miz wearing?
I don't know what the Miz is wearing. I don't like to look at him that close.
Yeah, yeah, that's Nature Boy style. God.
Woo! Who do you think pays the Miz's bar tab?
I don't know. I hate Miz. Wish his son was dead. Oh, the host?
What a weird trio.
I know, and
post show.
Barrett's not wearing his shirt anymore. He was wearing his shirt, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's that hat fuck. Big cock-sucking baby.
Oh, you mean the sign guy? Douchebag?
Yeah.
I hate him. Is that... What is that in his back?
I think it's a clip for the microphone for the earpiece. I know. I think it's normally that way, but you just don't see it.
Because, I mean, Titus O'Neil's is much smaller, it looks like. It actually says a lot that they chose Titus O'Neil in this. But not Darren Young. What is that? See, I like this. Remember, I was talking about this for years, that they should be doing this. They should be doing this for, like, the first hour of the three-hour Raw.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be this and, you know, and then they should do it like a halftime show. Treat it like an NFL event. They got to get the right people in there, but I like the idea.
Well, and Foley's definitely one of the right
Foley's
people.
Foley's one of the right people.
Dusty
Ross.
Rhodes, I thought, was really good, too.
Yeah, Dusty, Ross.
Kofi was good. Ross.
Ross, yeah. Kofi would be good.
He did the Mania one. He was good.
Yeah, he did. He was good.
Darren Young, or Titus O'Neil there wasn't. Earlier I thought he said some good stuff, but he stumbled, yeah. And Barrett isn't.
I think Barrett's a good talker.
He wasn't there, though.
He wasn't, no. He looked to me like he was saying what they told him to say.
Yeah. And well, Foley said, this night will go down as the night that him and Titus O'Neil wore matching lavender shirts.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Get this out of the way.
Well, as you said, it's the hometown pop, right?
Okay, we love The Miz. When can WWE give The Miz a title match. He deserves it. Anything you'd like to say to that?
Was it directed to us?
No, it's been retreated, though, by I'm Shield Girl.
We'll just ignore it. Here's the pop of the night there so far.
Oh, easily. Obviously. So far, easily. Big Show vs. Randy Orton bathroom break match. I'm going to reply to that because...
You could retweet that.
I will, and then I'm going to respond.
I should have to take a piss.
Because it'll be shit?
I have to take a piss. There you go. That'll be cool.
Randy Orton with the hometown. Just reading a few tweets here. Randy Orton with the hometown pop. Here we go. Piss break match. Somebody else. Podswoggle.com. The biggest fight Wade had today was with the salesman at Express trying to sell him that lilac shirt. Extreme Rules match. Oh, I didn't know it. Apparently, this is an Extreme Rules match? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
I know somebody had that on a tweet, and I was like, oh, surprise, that's all.
Yeah, you know.
Somebody else has tweeted here. This is a better tweet about Extreme Rules. I love this song by Lady Antebellum. That's probably most accurate, my current feelings on this match.
Oh, yeah. You know what would be awesome in this match, or in this crowd? If they had, like, Randy Orton's wife and, like, the other 18 people that have played Randy Orton's wife all in the front row together. Oh, shit. Big Show just
snapped the
kendo stick in half.
Well, I guess that won't be used during the... But again, if you're going to have a ton of gimmicks here, and you're also going to have a ton of gimmicks in Cena Ryback, I mean, that's one thing. In the cage, you won't have a ton of gimmicks, right?
That's right. The cage
Which
is the gimmick, right?
Will probably be bad for the match, actually.
Well, yeah, but you're right. I mean, the more I say, oh, this should be good, the more I keep thinking of reasons why it won't be. Right?
Okay, somebody asked, who won the Swagger and Del Rio match? My response will be, the people that left to take a bathroom. Who went to the concession stands? Concession stands during it.
I was going to say the people of Guatemala are the real winners.
Listen.
Fuck off. Cool. Faggot. Oh, sorry, that's Josh Matthews.
At least according to Cole.
Woo. Really? That's a woo chop?
No.
No.
It's also not a suck it chop, though.
It's true. It's also not a pork chop.
No, I'm not eating it.
No. Oh, Jalen.
How much longer does show go for?
About 8 more minutes, probably.
No, I mean...
I know. I don't know. It's... He really, I mean... He's a guy that I think you probably... He has to have his money saved, right?
Well, I mean, look at him. He's so old. No, seriously, I mean, look at his body. This is the best shape he could be in at this age.
Well, he benefited from taking all that time off, or that what did he take, about a year off or so?
At least.
Maybe at least.
But
longer.
That was years ago. That was when he had that match with Mayweather.
That was Mayweather, exactly, that we were just talking about that 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So he's been consistently around for the last 5 years, though.
Exactly. He's taken a lot of big bumps. He's in as good shape as he can be in, but still, you're his size, you're his age, you're all the travel. Oh, we got interactions.
Oh, so we got retweeted by the people that went to the concession stands. 2 people retweeted that.
And somebody, yeah, really? Yeah. And somebody said, you're amusing. Well, it's true.
Somebody named Sexy Butt. Hello, Twitter.
Are you doing the Simpsons tap out again, or
no? I was checking Twitter.
I'm checking pictures to see if the chicks. Oh, you see if somebody want to fuck?
Well, it's a chick, so yes, they do. They are.
They are somebody I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. See,
I hadn't thought of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you had.
I miss Stephanie.
McMahon Helmsley.
No, not her. Tilted kilt. No, but I mean, I think Show has 1, maybe 2 more years left.
Yeah, he should do the Undertaker scare, the Jericho type schedule, and then he could do another like 5, probably.
I think.
But the thing is, he doesn't really. I mean, he's. I guess 1 or 2 more years for him, but he doesn't have any kind of mystique or specialness to him. You know?
No, he doesn't. No. Maybe if he had been booked right, you know who would have known how to book him right?
Vince McMahon.
Senior.
No, Vince McMahon knew exactly how to book him. Remember in 1995, he's like, or in 96, he's like, these guys have WCW, they have no idea how to book this giant, they have no idea how to book him. If I had him, I'd know exactly how to book him. And then 3 weeks after he debuts on television,
yes,
Austin
but wait,
stunned,
before that,
Austin
before that,
stuns
no, before that, what did he say how to book him? What did he say to do?
Like Andre, tour him around, use him, be the giant, be this, you know, attraction. It doesn't need the title.
Doesn't need the title. Yeah, exactly. Wins handicap matches, battle royals.
Yeah.
Book him like Andre. And 3 weeks later, they have him jobbing out on Raw for free on, like, his second match.
Yeah, his first match.
First match to Steve Austin.
To a stunner, yes.
Yeah.
That is not true.
What?
Roman Reigns is trending worldwide on Twitter.
What did they say was?
They said Big Show and Randy Orton was. I don't know, you could hit refresh, you can go change. And then just hit worldwide, and then, yeah, and then just hit X.
That's how I hit worldwide. How do I hit universe?
WWE universe?
Yeah. What's trending right now where we are in Canada?
Oh. So wait, all of Canada. Tracy Morgan, The Shield.
Extreme Rules. Madonna.
Kid Rock.
Chris Brown, Taylor Swift,
this.
Avril Lavigne.
Big Show has a ladder propped up on 2 chairs, across 2 chairs right now.
Now going back to World 1.
Go to Calgary. See what's trending in Calgary.
Okay, wait. Okay, I'll check to see Calgary. Hopefully it's us. It should be. And Calgary, Extreme Rules.
Addy.
No. It's
Extreme Rules, WWE.
Who's Tyler Kennedy? It sounds familiar.
Tyler Kennedy plays for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He scored
the
first goal
right.
to make it 1-0 Penguins
right now. WWE. Billboard Music Awards.
Oh,
Sands,
shit. Is he going to Vader bomb him?
McMorrow Cup. Okay, now we're going to go back worldwide.
Worldwide Homicide. Just hit them. Look at this. He's gonna Vader bomb him through with
this will be a hell of a spot.
Ladder against across two.
Randy Orton is trending worldwide.
And Randy Orton is about to move. Oh! Go for an elbow.
That's what I figured.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know if he has 2 years left in him after that.
Randy Orton is the only thing WWE worldwide trending currently.
No longer the big show. The big bad show tonight.
But if The Rock came out, he would be trending worldwide right now.
As would Boots to Asses.
Mm-hmm. That rum and coke is delicious. I wonder if I should have another. I don't think so.
No?
No, I'll probably have something else.
Do you have any, mudslide drinks?
No, actually I don't.
Oh.
Actually, I do. Sorry. something similar. Not quite that, but
no.
Something similar.
He dragged him off the top rope there, did that DDT.
Well, he's tall.
It's true. I mean, look at him. So tall.
Randy Orton didn't say fuck. It's amazing. He didn't use any profanity.
I was waiting for it, though.
Yeah, me too.
I would have loved it if he fucking popped out and
popped his elbow there.
Elbow there, yeah.
17,000, they said.
Going to kick out with authority?
Oh, shit, I didn't think he was going to. I did not think he was kicking out there.
I didn't think so either. I thought it was just over.
You
I
said that as a joke.
As well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is not the worst match because the crowd's into it. That's helped the match.
That's true. That has
plus that spot was crazy. So this is definitely the worst match. Is Sheamus versus
Yeah. This will be better than Sheamus
and Henry.
Henry and hell, that Del Rio. I know this might be better than that too.
It was a good match, but the crowd didn't care.
And well, you know, and that I quit gimmick kind of hurt it. I think a bit. You know, like asking
maybe.
Like 10 seconds in.
Yeah, oh yeah, the
you
way
know,
they did it. This
yeah,
is,
that's
yeah.
what I mean, yeah, like the...
Yeah.
I like how he has to get up on the stairs to hit him on the back.
The chair's being bent pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get a headshot, except for he's going to put his hands up. I thought even then it was banned. Even
yeah, I thought it was banned that way too.
Oh, we didn't get it. Okay,
no, just to the gut. Go for the biggest target.
Honest to God, I really wonder how much longer
he'll
go for.
Yeah, no, you're right, though. You're right. He's only got... He doesn't have that much longer left. I mean, he should retire now. Put a guy over and go. You know, put Big E over and go. Right?
True, in a lot of ways, yeah. Thing is, like you say, he doesn't have a mystique, but when he goes, we'd miss him. Because as much as we don't care about him, he's a solid hand.
Well,
he's
yeah.
solid in his position, you know?
Oh, exactly. He's, but given his position, I'd rather see a new guy get a chance in that. You know what I mean? Like, right now, upper mid-card, we need something else. That's awesome.
I would agree to a lot of ways, but...
Well, yeah, I don't think I would miss the Big Show.
I would, because it'd be like, you know what, at least when the Big Show's out there, usually, better the devil you know.
Live appearances, I would miss, like, Big Show was hilarious at like, the Royal Rumble signing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that. I mean, he's got a good personality that way. So, like, he's the guy that should be doing the Sheamus stuff.
He's a good guy to fill out a card, is the thing.
Well, yeah.
In a match like this.
It's because he's so wide, you only need two other people to fill the whole card out.
I said card, not cart.
Oh. My mistake.
Oh, we're going to see the return of the band move, the punt.
Maybe. Yes.
Crowd's cheering for it.
I thought the crowd was cheering cunt.
No.
They're in St. Louis.
That
That is a banned move, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Of course, after the way that, especially after the way that Swagger punted, what's his name?
Yeah, Ziggler, exactly, right? Ziggler, right? Give him Ziggler the concussion. Maybe he walks to the back and looks at Swagger and says, if I can do it.
I'm on the TV!
Bitch. Yeah, so it was a decent match.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. It was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It
of course,
did.
Then again, I had forgotten it was the Extreme Rules.
Like, yeah, gimmicks, the gimmicks, right? Helped it, yeah.
The gimmick definitely helped it. But the crowd just being so into it. And...
like, this is a horrible bump there.
Yeah, it's a bad bump. And that's why it's banned.
See the look on Big Show's face, though, too, when he's waiting for it? He's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh.
And that's why. So, what does that leave?
That leaves Cena, that leaves Hunter. What time is it?
7:44.
Okay, so,
so
yeah,
those matches
right.
Both
two matches,
go a half hour, plus
okay.
Entrances and whatever. The question is, do we get the chick match?
Do we get a 5-minute chick match, yeah.
Yeah. To buffer them.
Wow, thanks, Cole.
I like Cole nowadays. He's not annoying me anymore.
No, he's better when he's, yeah,
he's
called.
He's a straight man.
Announcer.
I don't, he's not, yeah. He's seems more passionate about the product
since
lately.
Lawler had the heart attack, Cole really has been.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but even things like how he was extremely good, for instance, in the that Cesaro Kingston match.
Right, right, yeah.
Like he came across like a fan at that point, you know?
Which
was part of the problem with him for a long time.
So, yeah, so it is this match now. Now we get a 5-minute fucking video package for this horse shit.
But no, but it makes sense. Again, you do this with the video package. Right?
Yeah.
Then you have that match. Then you do have time for a buffer in the women's match if you want to. Or I don't think we will, though. I think we're just going to get these two matches.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
The Triple H match is going to go a half hour.
Just to get warmed up.
This one, I think, about 20 minutes. But like I say, when you put in the video packages and the entrances and all the... and the post-match celebration for Cena. Shit like that.
The funny thing watching that now, and I just picked up on it there when Ryback turned heel there. Cena ran at him.
I suppose he did, didn't
Cena
he?
Ran at the clothesline.
Yeah.
Fuck, they suck.
Yeah.
Like, they literally can't do anything right.
Well,
like, what is the last thing
not
that they
consistently.
Did, what is the last thing they did right for a year? I guess WrestleMania they just did, but still.
Yeah, well, that
wasn't
was
the Rock. That was the Rock, right?
Yeah, that wasn't that.
Saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Exactly.
It's the last thing they did right for a year. Punk's title? No, they didn't do that right.
No, they, again, that was Rock. They didn't do that.
And even then, they didn't do it right for a long time.
No, that's true, too.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
I cannot think of... you know what the last time they did right for an entire year? Actually, I got it. Hulk Hogan versus
Randy Savage. The Mega Powers Explode, exactly. 1989 was the last time they did something good for a year.
For an entire year.
Well, you know, though, they did, what do you like, even though the year after, 90, like with Hogan and Warrior.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they did that. It just... Even the story of even the WrestleMania 9 to 10 story about Bret Hart, you know, using the Yokozuna and then getting the belt back at the end of Mania 10.
Yeah, but that was never the intention. He got that because Lex Luger didn't get over.
That's right.
So that doesn't... I don't count that.
Well, the other thing, though, is that they... Like, planning for a year. A year might be too long, I guess. You know what I mean? Consistently for a year. Because they really haven't done, you know, plans for a year. Like, WrestleMania 17.
Well, how many years now have they been hotshotting for?
Oh, fuck. Well, the Monday Night Wars, right? Monday Night Wars.
Yeah, there was a period after WCW went out where they weren't. When they were brand specific, they weren't hotshotting. But even then, that didn't last long.
No, there was like maybe a year. But even then, they were hotshotting their own brand stuff. Like, the SmackDown 6 was fighting in some form on SmackDown, like, every week.
Yeah, but it was great.
Well, it was great. But it, like... But it was still hotshotted. I mean, like... They can't... They can't go back. Oh, does he have his fucking shit on there now? I guess it makes sense. He'd take... You know, the Brahma bullshit on there, but...
Oh, you mean that you can't see me?
Yeah, the little
I didn't notice
symbol.
That, yeah.
No, until then, no.
It makes sense it wouldn't be Brahma Bull, but does it have to be that bullshit?
It should just be
can't
WWF
be just something WWF. Yeah, something... You know, why not two of the old WWF symbols? The one from the 90s and the one from the 80s.
Yeah.
The scratch logo.
Yeah.
They're continuing that. They gotta change the music.
They do.
He doesn't use the catchphrase anymore, and the crowd will want to chant.
He's got it on the back of his shirt still, though.
Well, yeah. And that they got to get rid of, too.
Yeah.
If you're going to turn him, he'll go all the way. He will get the babyface reaction. I think he'll have this, what do you think, 70-30 reaction? 60-40? For Ryback?
Yeah, I think they'll be able to boo him.
And a lot of it it'll be two things. So a combination of a hatred of Cena, a support of Orton, and just a desire to see a title change.
Yeah. Referee Charles Robinson there.
They did give Cena the out.
Which is why the babyface will prevail. Are they getting ready to boo, or are they booing Ryback?
I think they're getting ready to boo.
Yeah. It's not as strong. It's more cheers for the entrance. I banged your mom. I used my schlong. I banged your mom. It felt so wrong.
That's the part that makes me laugh. It was so wrong. I banged your mom. It was so wrong. No, The Rock is no longer champion.
What? Did you hear that?
What's that?
He should be stripped.
Wow.
This is his first title defense since winning the title.
6 weeks ago?
Yes. It's more than 30 days ago.
Good God!
He had until my birthday to defend the title and he didn't. The man should be stripped.
He's been defending it on the fucking road.
I don't think he has. That's not what Michael Cole just said.
And Michael Cole is always accurate.
I would like Jack...
Fuck, that's an awful shirt.
I would like Jack Tunney's opinion on this.
Is he still alive?
No, he's not. He was a beloved wrestling character from the 80s. Of course he's dead.
I wouldn't say he was beloved.
He was. Jack Tunney is great. He was so awful, he was great.
Well, good boost for Ryback. That's a good thing. His heel turn has worked. From West Newbury, Massachusetts,
weighing 251 pounds, two is the current. Do you think the Make-A-Wish thing helped?
I hated it, but maybe.
Definitely more cheers there.
About 60-40 cheers.
I'd even see maybe 70-30 cheers there.
Maybe.
Like, when you look at who is cheering, though, too, like, older people were cheering. It was 50 years ago this past Friday. He's already got one!
Yes, but it's not signed or worn by him.
Fuck.
I presume he signs those shirts before giving them out.
That's actually probably that kid's only shirt, though, looking at it.
He's front row. He's got a... But, why didn't he throw it into the crowd like he normally does?
He might be a Make-A-Wish kid, though, too.
Yeah.
He looked kind of small. He's actually 17.
Fragile X?
Perhaps.
What do you think his name is?
Daniel. They had to take him away during the scrap match. Oh, they might have to take him out. They might have to take him away for this match, too. Just beat the person down till they can't answer the count. Actually, Cena does look a lot
bigger.
No, it looks compared to Ryback, I'm just saying.
He looks bigger, though, than I've seen Cena look. I've seen Cena look smaller in this. But you're right. Compared to Ryback, they're about the same height, but just thickness?
Yeah, he's got more thickness than Cena around the midsection there.
Bullshit.
I liked on SmackDown, though, was it last week? That's the past one, the one before. When they tried chanting Goldberg at him, and he just put someone in a headlock and started going, Ryback. Well, that might have been Raw.
I don't remember that, but I was probably fast-forwarding through him.
Yes. They started Goldberg, so they put him in a headlock, and they started going, Ryback. Yeah, so in,
who's calling this match? Cena?
Cole, JBL, and...
No, in the ring! In the ring!
Oh, Charles Robinson.
He probably knows the best wrestling psychology.
Probably. Oh. Fucking Fast 6, there's a spot where Vin Diesel and The Rock team up to do a doomsday device on the guy.
That probably was both of their ideas, the scary thing.
That was awesome.
They probably came up with that together.
Yeah, that was great, though.
I presume Vin Diesel's watched a fair amount of wrestling.
I would think so.
Actually, the thing is, I never saw Fast 5.
No, me either. And I didn't know there was a Fast 4.
I knew there was a Fast 4.
Because there was, I didn't know that, I just knew that there was one, and I remember there was two, and then the third one was Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when I was like, okay.
That's the best movie of them all, though. It's just, it's the one without anybody from it.
Yeah.
But it's the best movie.
But the, well, and the Tokyo Drift guy is in Fast 6, so.
Which guy? The,
I don't know. Japanese guy.
Oh, the Japanese guy, okay.
Jap.
Thanks, Bruce.
He kept hitting people from behind, though, in the movie.
Fucking Pearl Harbor.
Real Pearl Harbor job there.
There we got a little bit of dueling Cena chance there. But very light.
Nice. I like that.
What did he say?
Easy.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
So he's talking about your mom.
Yes. I thought he was talking about your mom because that was a gorilla press. You suck, is that what he said?
No, I think it was just a
okay.
No gimmicks yet, huh?
No, nothing yet. They kept to have the Spanish announce table be saved for Brock the other thing and that, Hunter, though, you know, because it's in a cage.
Good point. The other thing, though, that we're seeing that sucks, and of course it sucks, is John Cena. Yeah. No selling of the ankle. Fucking since the
no,
beginning.
They are. They've been talking about it. No, they've been saying that. You'll notice, the announcers are saying, you noticed that Cena got up with his left leg. Stuff like that. Yeah, they've been doing that.
The announcers have, but he has not come out. He ran to the ring like normal.
No, he didn't run to the ring like normal. See, now he's selling it right now, too.
What about when he did the flying whatever thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's convenient.
What I'm saying is, he'll hold on to it. He'll sell it. When he doesn't, but when he needs to do a move where he needs his ankle, he doesn't sell it at all. So it's on and off.
Yeah.
It's shitty.
Speaking of your mom.
It's fucking John Cena can't fucking sell at all. Super fucking Cena.
Wow.
I hate him.
This just in. John Cena not
this
good at
this
selling.
This is what he pisses me off, is when he's doing this type of shit. It's like he has an injury, but he's not consistent in showing it every moment.
Oh, he kind of. Like this?
See, like this. Where he picks him up no problem and doesn't sell it at all for the attitude adjustment.
What the fuck was that?
Almost
stupid.
Like a bubble bomb?
It was like a reverse bubble. Well, yeah, okay, it was a bubble bomb, yet Cena's selling in Ryback.
It's almost more like the Widow's Peak or whatever they call it. Or the
yeah, that's right. But stupid.
Yeah, sucks. The worst finisher ever.
Sucks my wiener.
Was that what it's called? The Widow's Peak? The one that Tara
did?
Her
yeah,
name?
Yeah.
That's the worst finisher I've ever seen.
Is it?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen a finisher that looks like it doesn't hurt any more than that one. Like, you're held up, and then the other person, you land on the other person's knees, and they held on your back, and how would that possibly hurt? Like, the other person takes all the punishment, all the impact. It's lame and phony looking. It's the worst.
Yeah,
I cannot think of a worse finish than the
Oh, this has got to be
ever.
This is all right. This could be good. Oh, nice. Follow away slam. Shades of JBL.
Shades of
Razor Ramon. I think that was the first time I saw that.
Oh, Razor was the first guy I saw doing it.
Yeah.
But the first time I saw him do it was Diamond Stud, right?
Yeah, that's true. Scott Hall, yeah.
Well, I didn't see much of Scott Hall in AWA, so when he was Diamond Stud, that was the first time I saw him do it.
Yeah.
His character name was Diamond Stud.
Yeah. Wasn't he like Starship Coyote at one point too?
Wasn't that in AWA? Or was that WCW?
I think it might have been WCW.
Yeah, hard to believe for many years they couldn't take over from the WWE.
Weird, I know. It was like when I was watching today that
now we got some good booze going here for the You Can't See Me.
Yeah.
Didn't he used to bounce off both ropes?
Yeah, he used to do like a people's elbow deal.
So he's not selling it again.
No sell.
He'll sell again when it's part of the storyline to sell. The rest of the time, he doesn't sell.
Yeah.
That I fucking hate that about Cena. Super Cena. Inconsistent and. It would have been better if he'd gotten him a little higher.
Yeah.
We're gotten a little closer. You know what would be great is to put the jackhammer on him.
Yeah. Yeah, see, no selling there. Or
exactly.
Here.
No selling at all. No selling whatsoever of the ankle.
No.
Shoes too.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that actually when they were showing them. I'm like, those are really shitty boots or shoes.
Yeah, they're not boots, they're shoes.
Yeah.
Well, What's he saying to Robin Steen?
He's saying that he stopped the count, but it was quick. Skin.
For skin? For skin. People aren't counting along. That's one thing they're supposed to do.
What the fuck is this?
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Was he
did
trying
you
to
hear
go
what Ryback just said?
What did Ryback say? What
I
the
don't
fuck are you doing?
Understand this.
What's that?
He said, I don't understand this.
Did he?
Yes. I think he was trying to do a hook around and fucked up.
Yeah, that could be it, because that was awful. I don't get this. Once you fuck up, then don't just sit there in the middle doing nothing that's never been done in a wrestling match before.
Yeah.
Some odd...
Well, unless you're doing like a Goga Plata, but that he wasn't.
He wasn't.
No. I'm just saying that would be the only thing that position, you know, is ever used for. Yeah. Oh, it's a meat hook clothesline, right? So, okay, maybe.
Clothesline from hell.
Skin.
Why is the crowd not counting along? That, isn't that the gimmick they should be counting
nobody
along?
Nobody cares.
Oh. Probably because they don't believe this is the finish.
They'll count along when Ryback goes down because they think, yeah, exactly. It could actually be the finish.
The lure?
I don't beat it for a count of 10.
No, it only takes you 4 seconds.
4 skin seconds?
Yes. Just to get warmed up.
Oh, I'm past warmed up.
Oh, yeah. Put your pants back on.
Sorry. On occasion, I mistake you for your mother.
Yes. We both have lavender skin. Eight skin. Yeah, okay, so here's those gimmicks now. Let's give it the
table. Yeah, there's the table. Is this the first gimmick of the match? Or did we have a chair? Speaking of not selling.
Yeah. I don't think that's the finish.
That is not the finish. Attitude adjustment through the table does not keep off. Ryback has to beat it so he stays strong.
8:06, eh? We got what, another 5 minutes?
There. You can't read that. Right there.
Oh, yeah, there, okay. 8:06. Oh. See, now they're counting. Because they think it could be the finish.
Yeah, and it's the baby face, I guess.
Technically.
Yeah. Booking wise, I guess. Alright, here's the marching cock.
Why is he not selling again? After Ooh. Going through the table. Ryback.
Because he's super Ryback.
Oh. Is this Ryback's
fight? Is this Ryback's moment? There's a guy wearing an
That's
NWO
shirt. That's what's really hurting the match.
Guy? There's a guy wearing an NWO shirt that just seemed really ecstatic that John Cena was down.
Oh, I see him in the second row.
Crowd, he's like,
I see him. He looks like a John Cena fan to me, though.
He does. I know. It's weird. Well, he can count.
Well, as long as the referee's helping him. Oh, he's upset. John Cena's
like,
up. Oh. So was his fucking fat-ass girlfriend. You see her?
Oh, how could you miss her?
This is,
She looks like she's a fucking TNA fan.
Oh, yeah, remember that one?
Every single woman in the crowd in that TNA taping
in the impact zone
was a heifer like you wouldn't believe.
Here we go.
He still won't sell it, you realize, when the moment comes.
Oh, see, no, they're there. He kicked him with it.
Yeah.
And he's running.
Yeah.
Oh, and he does this. Do you do a double count here?
Oh, yeah, you do a double count. Cena gets up.
No, I think they both get up. I think they both stay down. So they're in that kind of pay-per-view.
Actually, I can totally see that being the finish. Reminiscent of Rock and Holden, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, Cena's going to get up there.
Well, not here, but there's the ultimate finish. I can see double count out, for sure.
Yeah. Then you get your rematch, and you haven't beaten either guy.
I could absolutely see that. So figure this goes on for 3 months. Ryback Cena.
Yeah.
Three pay-per-views.
Oh, my Lord.
And then I figured it was going to be
right
Henry.
There.
Where?
Beside Ryback.
Holy shit!
It's not even that guy. You see the guy in the red Cena shirt behind Ryback?
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, there's another one.
But there's another one there.
Remember when there's a picture...
If you shaved the beard, that would look like a TNA female fan.
No, there's a famous picture of those two guys riding motorcycles.
Didn't those guys wrestle some?
They did, too. Stu Hart trained them.
Really?
So did Eddie Guerrero.
Who else trained him? I think the Von Erichs trained him, too. There's like
Eddie Guerrero or Senior, you mean?
Yeah,
Guerrero Senior, whatever his name was.
What's his name? Gory.
Gory, yeah. Are they, doing this event where, Ryback just told the crowd to shut the hell up. That was kind of fun.
And they didn't.
No. Well, nobody's afraid of him like Lesnar.
That's true.
He doesn't have that same real act.
Yeah, remember that? When Lesnar stared that one guy down and
he scared the shit out of him?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Is this where the Blues play? It's gotta be. That looks like total hockey.
It must be, yeah. Because it's
it's free now, so.
What is it? Scott Trade Center?
I thought it was the Kiel Center, but I didn't know if it still was.
No, I thought the Kiel was old. I think it's called the Scott Trade Center now. It might even be the same building they've just named it.
Yeah, it could have been, yeah. It's the look on Cena's face is so bad.
Yeah, it is.
That fucking tongue out.
Do they get
Jordan
the spark? Do they get like sparks and shit going back here now? They do that kind of gimmick?
Oh, I think I could see that. Where you mean where they go into something like...
Because then they're kind of electrical.
Fake electrical equipment and they have sparks going to try and draw a pop in the crowd.
Yeah. Didn't they do that... Did they do that at the Rumble?
Not this past one, I don't think.
I thought they didn't do that during the Big Show Del Rio match? No, it was just a huge bump from Big Show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just like a huge bump. No, it wasn't that.
I remember them doing it at the Rumble with Foley and... was it the Rumble? It was a Foley Rock match. I thought it was the I Quit match, actually, that they did that. They just said Scott Trade Center in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
What the... I guess it got the job done by breaking the table, but that looked awful.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
But it wasn't, I don't know, I don't know that
you see, these guys are working their asses off.
They are.
But the fact that neither one of them can sell or will sell consistently hurts the match for me a lot. Like, he's selling now, but neither one will sell for long.
Still, this match isn't downgrading my entire, my overall, like, you know, like 6.5 out of 10 of the pay-per-view.
It's just unrealistic, the damage.
This is kind of what I expected, and they're doing some kind of outside-the-ring gimmicky stuff, you know, shortcut-type stuff.
Yeah.
That, like, So it's, you know, it's a little better than expected.
This is actually a better match than I expected.
Yeah.
But it's, that's what's hurting it for me. I mean, if it wasn't for that, if either one of them would sell for more than a few seconds and make it feel more like a real fight.
This is dumb here. This is like fucking...
This is very...
This is like Looney Tune, like, I'm going to get the wabbit, you know, kind of stuff where he's sneaking around with the fire extinguisher, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Maybe they're doing it, though, to show it's a real fire extinguisher before he hits him with it.
No, I think they're just doing it for the...
Because it looks cool?
Yeah. Ryback's back is, like, steaming from the shit.
Cena's like, why is he standing up? Well, probably because he hit him in the hands because he had his hands up.
Yeah, like, way out there.
You're gimmicked and...
Yeah, I just set that down my gentleman.
I mean, we know Ryback sucks, so considering he sucks,
no,
he's actually not sucking here.
Ryback rules.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah. Skin.
Did you just say five skin?
Five skin.
One skin extra?
For the deformed.
Isn't that what happens when you slap hands?
Five skin?
Give me five.
Give me five skin. Oh, that's cool.
It was a cool spot, yeah. And there's the fake electrical stuff.
Is that both men down for the 10 count?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And the crowd can't see now, so they need to get a camera there. And does he even count, or does he just call for an ambulance?
What's he doing?
What's Charles Robinson up
to? That's awesome.
He can't count from there? He can't see them? It was a cool spot. Basically,
I like it.
I don't know how to explain it. They basically went
rammed them through the entrance.
Yeah, we talked about how they had a really cool set.
Crowd, yeah.
Yeah, they went through the set in a way that you could tell doesn't hurt. But what they put sparks up, and it's a new spot, and it looked cool.
Yeah. And it broke through some, like, plywood there, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's gimmicked, but yeah, it was a cool spot. The crowd doesn't know what to make of it. We don't see that type of thing often. You used to see that a lot from them.
Yeah.
So this is cool.
And only Charles Robinson is...
Tell you the truth, I think the sparks and the fakeness of that kind of hurts a little. And then this positioning here is a little... This
is doing this double paramedic gimmick?
Double paramedic matches over gimmick, yeah.
And yeah, Cena's just
but
too perfect.
Why is Cena too perfect? Well, they're both in a position that's in a really... I don't know how to explain
it. Well, Ryback's okay. He's just lying on the floor. That's
yeah, Ryback's just lying on the floor. And Cena, though, is lying on some rack-type deal.
Yeah, gimmick. Yeah,
yeah,
rack.
Really, you know, in a way that never...
See, if he was
you
like
would never
this,
land like that if you were when you were hurt.
No, exactly.
And stay up like that.
Prone, exactly. So,
yeah.
So, like, down here is fine. So now they're going to do this fuck finish.
So the idea is the crowd won't be pissed off. In the
Now they are, though.
Well, of course they are. But the idea is the crowd won't be pissed off and the people at home won't
Ryback
be complaining
standing.
About their money. Because A, it's the semi-main, and B...
Ryback is standing.
Yeah, but it's been more than 10 seconds, so they both counted.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, the referee hasn't counted to 10 yet. Start the count.
He called the match.
That's...
But the point is that... is they think that we'll give them such a spectacular spot... They won't have any reason to complain and feel like they're ripped off. Right? That's the thing.
Well, and this at least isn't the finish or the final match, right?
Plus, it's not the final match. And it is a better... Yeah, exactly. Like the Foley...
And for some reason...
Like the Foley Hunt Rock one where it was a double... That was really felt like a ripoff.
I don't know. That was such a great match, though. Like, I never felt like ripped off at that Royal Rumble.
But that finish was pretty shitty.
It was a stupid finish, but the match was great, so
that's
couldn't,
true.
You know what I mean? It's like,
it also wasn't the main event, though, but people felt more ripped off. The finish of that was shittier.
Well, I don't know if people felt more ripped off or more people felt ripped off because people watched wrestling then.
That's true. There's that. But this is, that was a dumber...
Like if a bad finish falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it.
Yeah. But that was a worse finish than this one. But it was a better match.
Okay, now, John Cena
They're going to take him to the hospital, they said.
Yeah. He'll be on Raw tomorrow. He'll be fine. He'll be smiling. What do you say? $15 says he comes out on Raw tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Smiling, saying...
I'm sorry, I said $15. I'm pretty fucking confident.
Fuck me.
Think you got it in you?
And, huh? I spent my last $15 on your mom.
Oh. What'd you do with the change?
I got her for the next year. But, the thing is, I bet you $15 that, yeah, Cena comes out smiling, and then in the following segment on Raw, they talk about Dolph Ziggler's concussion.
Oh, probably.
You know what would be great, though, if this is a Cena injury angle that gets him out off TV for, like, 3 weeks, or at the very least, 2 weeks, so I don't have to see him in Calgary. Oh, he put the thumb up. Oh, what a trooper.
They stole the, what's his name, Utley or whatever, the guy?
Yeah.
The guy who had that NFL player?
Yeah.
Oh, you're shitting me. What fucking losers. Referenced something from like 1994 and...
Yeah, that Detroit, was it his guy?
Yeah, it was in Detroit. I think Utley or something like that was his last name.
Something, yeah.
Something like that. Offensive lineman, paralyzed.
I agree. I think he just thought that that was going to be a hard
I believe.
That he was going to bounce down off of him. And these two huge guys go right through.
Nobody's concerned. Everybody's like, yeah!
Well, everybody's like, what the fuck?
I didn't know. It was good, though. I mean, that was kind of...
Yeah, it was good.
You said Charles Robinson, the only referee that could pull that off, though.
Probably, yeah.
What is this?
Payback?
I guess, must be.
You know what, that's one thing we haven't seen here. All the fucking commercials
for... Yeah, like
for
the Slim Jim and
Slim
the
Jim and US and fucking movies and...
Yeah.
Like we haven't seen the Marine Reloaded.
Or
Marine 2 Reloaded.
12 rounds or whatever.
Yeah, 12 rounds reloaded.
Like, June 16th is Payback, so
I found that very... I watched the trailer for that, and I was like, it's rated R.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very strange.
Yeah.
Because I thought they weren't really doing rated R movies. But it seems like lately that's what they've all been.
Yeah, The Call, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the one with Brodus and...
Right, yeah.
The one with Wade Barrett. But also, because the original 12 rounds was PG-13, it was John Cena, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But maybe Randy Orton's like, look, if I'm going to be in this, I got to be able to say fuck.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I hate this voice.
Well, it should be reserved for the real times.
Yeah.
But trying to get it over is a big deal.
Yeah, well. Still.
Yeah, to some ways, though, I mean... With that spot, it'd be interesting to see how they follow it up.
Jerry Lawler talking like this in a pay-per-view in May just doesn't seem right.
Good point.
Now the cage lowers, so everybody... No! Oh, John Cena. Yay, the cage! That's it, though. I think that's probably it. Everybody probably just figures, oh, we'll see John Cena tomorrow. So, you know.
Well, how different is this than when Big Show put him through that light fixture deal?
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, that round light deal. Exactly. Yeah,
that spotlight
that's actually
deal.
What I thought of. Or when he
spotlight.
Or when he AA'd Dave Bautista off the car through the stage, right?
Yeah.
Just more sparks.
Yeah. And they're both back the next day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no reason to believe he's not back the next day. I'm going to continue to drink alcohol because they're at my house and I don't have to drive home.
That's true.
Have some water, will you?
I'm drinking some water, actually. Drinking some hydrating water. What are you drinking there?
Hard iced tea. It's funny, because you couldn't drink even though you have tomorrow off. You decided not to drink, which is weird in my house, because this is the time when I actually have an adequate amount of alcohol.
I know, that
everything
is strange.
You'd want.
That is weird.
Usually in my place, I don't have that much.
Why do you have alcohol at your place, anyway?
Do you see what was happening before you showed up?
You just bought and started drinking?
That was last night, but still, yeah. I figured, what the fuck? I'm going to have a... It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some beer. And some pina coladas. And some rum and coke.
Rum and...
And some hard iced teas. And some beer.
Some beer.
And some whiskey and coke.
Killer Killer Kowalski. Who he'd ever train?
I don't have a problem, folks.
No, you do have a problem. You haven't drank enough.
Anything happening on Twitter?
Tweets.
Yeah, but I mean, specifically related to us, the things that count.
Oh, no, you could add, you could put a tweet in there, though.
Okay.
About this, the final finish of that match.
What are we going to say?
Don't worry, folks. We'll find out from John Cena.
Well, here's
tomorrow
one.
To open Raw.
As much as I like Triple H and Lesnar, I doubt those top Cena Ryback. I could be wrong, though.
See, that's your thing, is you want to reply to people.
Well, true.
Or ignore them.
Good point. So what did I say here? I don't see a single thing. You know what's trending on Twitter worldwide?
Boobs?
No, I'm not shitting you. Rey Mysterio.
Nice.
Why the fuck?
Click it.
It's Rey Mysterio.
Well, click it. Maybe something happened. Miguel.
Hi.
Miguel is now referred to as Rey.
Miguel. So it's something to do with not?
Oh.
Some, like,
no.
Concert guy?
Yeah, it looks like it's a concert.
Though 19 minutes ago, we did get an injury update to Rey Mysterio.
It's probably because they saw Rey Mysterio was trending on Twitter.
And they're probably like, get the... Yeah, exactly. Oh, fuck off.
But yeah. Is it again? That's alright. We don't need to know that bad.
Problems with Extreme Rules pre-show, new Rey Mysterio injury update. Both from the WWE.
We're getting set for Lesnar versus Triple H inside what is a new steel cage.
It's a new cage. Another foot higher. It's a 16 foot high steel cage. And it's been reinforced and it's shiny. Look at it. It's shiny. Look at it. It's new. I think that, wasn't this the cage they used that they put the barbed wire on the top for that Big Show JBL match? Remember it was like
all
a higher
years ago?
No Way Out?
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Ago? I'm pretty sure that's the cage, just without the barbed wire.
Basically, it's just that Rey Mysterio says he's on his way to see Dr. Andrews.
Oh, wow, what an update.
Yeah. Does not matter.
Well, I guess Scott Armstrong could have done the last match, too. But Charles Robinson has better facial expressions.
Robinson was probably better for that match, yeah.
Okay, so we need to put about the last one. Don't worry, folks. We'll see John Cena at 8 o'clock Eastern. For the opening of Raw tomorrow. Oh, here comes the pain.
They don't do that anymore, which is stupid.
I know. Wow, Rock looks well.
Oh, shit, yeah. He looks well.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking that about The Rock. You know, he tore his
ab muscle or whatever.
Yeah, like right off the bone and
yeah.
His groin. And
he did that jogging.
Well, I was thinking what he could do is take steroids to rehabilitate.
That's
like
right.
I know he wouldn't do that.
No, but if you only did that twice to rehab. He could go on Arsenio and it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Might work. He already has knee pads. Oh, what a Pearl Harbor job there. Oh! He beats Heyman up. You know when they made that Royal Rumble porno? They really should have had a character called the Cerebral Ass Assin.
How do you know they didn't?
Yeah, it's true.
You're not brave enough to watch it. Neither am I.
No.
It's possible. Then if you watch it, the problem with it is, my problem with watching that is I'd have to see China naked.
Yeah. It's true. You think there'll be blood?
Actually, I think so, yeah. I was actually thinking that coming into it.
Hunter looks well, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, but neither one of these guys is technically an employee, right? They shouldn't
Brock,
have to.
Brock's an employee.
No, he's not. He's part of the talent. He has a talent contract. Remember special talent or whatever? That was the WrestleMania
special
expense.
Special celebrity.
Yeah, special celebrity talent.
Okay, so is that...
That means he doesn't have to pass wellness. Neither one of them does.
Well, there you go, then.
And apparently neither does Ryback or John Cena.
There you go, they're special. So John Cena's fans don't have to pass wellness.
They're special? So this, now we've settled into the, because we had a shortened, ring entrances,
Yeah, I guess we only had one ring entrance.
Whoa, I thought they reinforced this fucker.
They did, that's why it didn't break.
Fuck, you hit that hard.
He did.
Who? Well, he does tonight.
Yeah, he really does. Shit. It's like a cheeseburger on his back there.
That fucking looks like it hurts. Like I said, unlike Ryback, he looks real.
Yeah, well, that's it. Great counter. He'd be Randy Couture.
You see the separation on the ring there? In the corner?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's how it's set up. I can't tell.
Is that apron or is that the steel confines of the cage? Sounds like Ben Affleck on Saturday Night Live last night.
I wouldn't know because I hate him.
Stumbling over his lines.
Oh, I hate him.
Although he did have a good sketch where the president of Iran made a movie called Ben, Go Fuck Yourself, and in response to Argo. And
that's what they're called? I thought it was on cable TV or, what is it, NBC?
NBC, well, it's Ben, Go F Yourself or something.
Oh, okay.
And then Ben Affleck was in the movie. It was like this low-rent Iranian movie. It's Ben Affleck was like a lighting guy. He's like, a lot of people have asked me, why I'd be in this movie. My response is, I wanted to be something worse than Geely.
Oh. I still like Team America World Police, where they have all the different celebrities, including Matt Damon. And he goes, hey, Matt Damon, what do you have to say? And they responded, I'm Matt Damon.
love that. Oh, yeah. Big John Cena.
Matt Damon.
big John Cena fan of Matt Damon. Is he like a bruised under his armpits there? This looks yellow, maybe a spray tan or something.
I don't know. Doesn't look like a spray tan he has to me. It looks like a real tan.
No, so yeah.
Triple H looks like a spray tan.
Yes.
Cool. That's the type of tan you get if you're in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's consistently selling his knee.
Did he just say my knee's fucked?
No, he said, oh, my knee, Paul.
Oh, okay. I thought he said my knee's fucked.
He's like,
of course, the Pope named Paul. That's actually smart. This way he gets the win, but he gets injured leg.
Yeah.
That gets him out for the next 4, 5, 6 months.
Yeah.
Until he has his next match, because he only does 3 a year, right?
Yeah, well, he'll do the SummerSlam probably, right?
Exactly. So that's a way for him to win, but also be out. Away. And it kind of saves face for Triple H.
It's true. Well, no, it doesn't, because Brock beat him with a bum knee. But I hurt the guy, I guess.
But I
right?
hurt the guy, yeah. Because honestly, I mean,
I don't think we'll see, Hunter will be gone for a while though, too, right?
Yeah, but that's good though. I mean, I'm, honestly, I feel like Hunter should come back as a special attraction 2-3 times a year.
Yeah.
Because in that way, he actually means something. How many guys do they have we can say that about?
Yeah. Just, what, 4?
Yeah, basically.
Undertaker, Brock, Rock, and Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All the people that sold WrestleMania.
Yeah. And you have Triple H come back and face Ryback or whatever.
Can Ryback take a pedigree?
Well, he can't kick out of it.
Right. Ryback can just walk up to him and ask him what his finisher is so he can kick out of it. Oh, is that what this is? This is Escape the Cage, I guess. Or if they've been pinning people, I don't remember.
It's both.
Both. Oh, that's handy.
I hate that, but yeah. They've been doing that for a while.
I guess, yeah, they have. I just, yeah, I do hate it.
Turn some lights on here.
Entertain us. Turn the lights on. Entertain us.
Getting dark.
See, he's still selling. How about that, folks?
He F5'd him on one leg. He's still got like 10 minutes. He's not going to get him yet.
No. That said, I don't know how much he has to sell him because he really did go into that cage hard on that knee.
Yeah.
But no, he's still consistently selling. This is, he's, it's almost like he's already...
Did you hear what Waller said?
No, what?
A chair in a cage match?
Idiot. Even though... Even though we,
You're gonna see Paul Heyman against Charles Robinson?
Even though he has only wrestled, what? This is his fourth match in, like 8 years or something?
Yes.
He's still a better worker than John Cena or Ryback.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice bump by Robinson there.
I'm sick of that spot. Seen it too many times now.
I know, but it was a good bump by Robinson falling off, yeah. Flying off the stage.
Well, he's a beast.
Yes, incarnate. My knee's bad, man. Babyface turn? Brock.
Why? What makes you think that?
My knee's hurt, Paul. Just go get it done and let's go home. Suck it up and let's go.
If he turns baby face, does that mean Punk stays heel with?
There you go. Love it.
I think it should be the other way around. I think Punk should be the baby face and Lesnar be the heel. And I'd love to see that match.
I'd love to see it either way.
Yeah, either way, yeah. Well, you're right. He does have some yellow.
Yeah, it's like under, it looks like a massive bruise.
It does,
but
yeah.
It's on both sides, both armpits.
Of course, it could just be hair, because he's, you know, blonde. But
that's
no,
true.
It's something else. It does look like... It's really strange. It's on both sides?
Yeah, it's on both sides, I think.
See, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How is that?
I don't know. Yellow deodorant?
Bought it at the dollar store?
It's perhaps. It's cold there. Well, Stephanie's on the headset now?
To completion.
Triple H knows how to finish. Ass-assing.
Heyman's awesome.
He is.
For those of you who can't hear it, he's yelling at
please
Triple H
stop.
Right now. Please stop! Don't do this to him! Please don't do this to him! What was that?
I don't know. Weird. There's like a light dim too.
Yeah. This.
Yeah.
Did we just hear Brock Lesnar
play? I lost power for half a second, maybe. Who knows?
I can't believe it.
Weird.
The important thing is I'm all right, folks.
Well, the thing is, if there was like nuclear war or a Holocaust, this is exactly where I'd want to be. A, you have beer, and B, I could eat you for a year.
You have to share me with the dog.
No, we'd eat the dog first.
Oh, okay.
Fatten you up. What am I saying? Fatten you up.
Well, the chair is still in the ring, huh?
See, now people...
Nobody went through the Spanish announce table at Extreme Rules. I want to repeat that. Nobody went through the Spanish announce table at Extreme Rules.
Did they not?
No, it's still up.
Yeah, nice. Weird.
What are the odds?
No kidding,
that?
Right?
Or does that mean it still happens? I don't think so.
I think so.
Amazingly.
Wow. You think that's just from Vince? You think that's just a belated Cinco de Mayo present?
No, because Vince doesn't give a fuck.
It's true. From Hunter, then.
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, you know what, guys? Happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm sorry about Mystico. We're going to keep your table intact.
You mean the new Mystico's injury? Is that what you're talking about?
No, what he did to Mystico.
Oh. The current Mystico, Sin Cara. Isn't he about to have a feud with Wade Barrett for the title? Or?
Yeah, that's why he's sorry.
Yeah, good point. Stuck in the mid-card.
I was about to ask you who the Intercontinental Champion was, actually, when Dean Ambrose won it. I'm like, who's the Intercontinental? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
That is sad. We could still do that foreign fanatics stable. They won't.
Oh, easily.
But they could.
They could, yeah. They won't.
They won't. What the fuck is he doing?
It's
like coaxing a baby to jump into the water for the first time.
Wow.
I think in some ways this match is turning Brock babyface to this crowd.
That's what I'm saying. It just seems like he's like my knee and then like getting sympathy. And Heyman.
Of course, that doesn't mean they're doing it on purpose.
No, no, that's very true.
Is Triple H going to go off the top rope? Like, the top of the cage, I mean? First time ever?
Like Dude Love?
Yeah. Or is he just going to climb out and try and win? But fucking Heyman is going to do something. At the top of the cage, he has the sledgehammer. And it's a different sledgehammer.
It's a silver sledgehammer.
What the fuck? How weird looking is that? What the hell?
It's just spray painted silver.
Yeah, but it looks stupid.
It does, but that's what it is. It's just to match into the cage.
Oh, I see.
Because the cage is a silver color, right? So
yeah,
yeah. Spray painted it to blend in.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense then.
Still looks stupid, you're right.
Yeah, it looks stupid, but. No question, though. This is a much better event than WrestleMania.
Yeah. He's doing a sharpshooter?
He's doing a sharpshooter. Triple H just put on the sharpshooter. Well, now we know who's going to be out there during the Bret Hart Appreciation Night. You know, the two of them get along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He always liked Hunter.
Well, he's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Well, I think Hunter needs to use the sharpshooter in order to have a good match.
Probably. First good match.
This is
not very innovative.
Hunter's first good match. Look at his knee. Look at Brock's knee there, actually. It's like purpled a little bit.
Well, yeah, he's taking some legitimate shit to that knee. You don't think he's going to win, do you? He better not.
I do. Yes, I do.
No. It was close, though.
Baby face. The valiant injured champion. Who's that champion? But still. Fighter. He's got his name on his glove.
He's the new people's champ. He
really is.
What keeps him from being a babyface is Paul Heyman.
Yes. Maybe Paul Heyman could turn his back on Lesnar and go with the Big Show, and the Big Show could get a brush cut.
Maybe.
Is he talking about Scott Armstrong and Brock Lesnar?
Woo!
Nobody woos there.
That's because they think of it as China.
China, story. I was about to say. Nice. You hear that? That's my manager.
Is that what Brock said, or what JBL said?
Yeah, that's what Brock said. That's my manager.
Yeah, but it's not over yet, King. Well, Brock can't even stand up without the assistance of the rope.
Now he's using the sledgehammer. It's a crutch.
Well, he's continuing to sell. It's amazing to see.
Look at that sick smile. This guy's an animal. That's a sick, sick, sadistic man. He's no idea what's coming.
Oh! Oh. Nice.
I was a little down by Hunter the way he spit out there.
Yeah.
Right on his jaw.
Listen to the crowd's quiet.
They're booing. Some are clapping, but...
More are booing, though.
Yeah.
But all around, not exactly the reaction of Randy Orton, right?
No, the crowd is I don't want to say that they're dead for this, but this is almost like a Japanese crowd where they're like they're kind of intently watching, it seems.
Well, yeah, it's like you hear a murmur, a murmur through the crowd constantly. But there's no Triple H. Like, this is the spot where Triple H is down. Lesnar's stalking him.
Oh.
They're supposed to be chanting Triple H, Triple H, to bring him on, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but the thing with Hunter is that he's never had that connection where people don't feel that way about Hunter.
Maybe when
Sean started, was down,
with,
they'd be
with
chanting
DX
HBK.
Around, yeah.
Yeah,
DX has that connection, but Hunter by himself doesn't.
Yeah, they'd be chanting HBK. If Rock was down, they'd be chanting Rocky, you know, Austin, you know.
He kicks out, though, right?
He'll have to. What time is it?
Nope. It's over.
Excellent. Brock. Oh, he's got the sledgehammer again.
He didn't have anything. Well, that's to walk, I imagine. He didn't have anything on the line, though, right? Like.
Yeah. Nice.
I like that.
Oh.
Something else to make you think he's going to... But do you see what Hunter did right away?
Yeah.
It's like, no, we can't have that. That's Undertaker, right?
Yeah, we don't want you to fight Undertaker.
No, exactly.
I don't like making money. That's a message. Is he leaving without him?
Yes. What do you think he was going to carry him? In a weird way, he can't. Could be a message of respect.
That's what he said.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, then was he fed to say that? Because it happened so far after, right?
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Great idea, but it came back to haunt the game. That was...
Ultimately,
Triple H's demise thanks to Paul Heyman. And the irony is
that's what Triple H got beaten by. Well, it's high to escape. Hey, guys, if Triple H can't beat Brock Lesnar, I don't know who in the world can.
Well,
exactly. Well, yeah, if Hunter can't, would beat him. Fuck, he's unstoppable.
Triple H in part because of that man, Paul Heyman. Well, he is a little. A huge part, not gonna lie, I agree with you. And then finally, off the low blow, the sledgehammer to the jaw, and I believe Triple H was knocked out completely. This was all on Triple H. Still hasn't moved. That's good. That's actually...
Yeah. Sledgehammer knocked him completely unconscious. Brock Lesnar rules the cage, and Extreme Rules, and finally, Triple H maybe coming to here. That is one scary individual.
It's a good look on
it's a great
Triple
look.
H's face.
Yeah. Just like the where am I kind of thing. Like what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's the right thing, right? Brock winning.
Yeah.
Definitely right
thing. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I think it is kind of like a stunned to silence reaction from the crowd. It's not bad. We said it's going to be extreme. It went past extreme. He sold the whole way.
Yeah. And Heyman's up there already. There's a couple NXT. These guys have been rather new. So do they tease this for like 15 minutes and then...
Not that long, do you think?
Till 9? And then
maybe. They have this time. They might as well use it, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
No.
Give me my money's worth. You know, I think Triple H effectively fell on his own sword tonight. He went back to old faithful, the sledgehammer. It backfired badly on them. Alpha, what a shock right now. Wow. What? I didn't understand. Oh, Josh, you saw his accent was a little strong there.
They're going to have anal analysis?
It's on Google, it's on Yahoo, it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, and on WWE.com.
Yeah.
So, no excuse not to watch it, folks. It's everywhere.
With that said, we won't be watching it.
Oh, well, let's watch a couple minutes.
Well, I don't think they are going to do it now.
No, not here. Oh. We'll watch a couple minutes.
Okay. Yeah, might as well. See what it is.
Basically, see what it is, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be the same as Mania, but Foley might have something good to say.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd like to hear what Titus O'Neil has to say.
I'm curious if they're trying to build the Triple H, Chris Benoit standing, he lost, but respect ovation.
Remember that didn't work last time?
I remember last time that didn't work, but I think that's what they're trying to do. Why, otherwise, it would have gone off the air, right? Here's Triple H in the ring, on his knees. You got a few cheers. I think that's what they're trying to do, is build the Shawn Michaels, Chris Benoit,
post-Rumble deal.
Yeah, exactly. The respect angle for the guy who lost, but is the legend.
Well, that's the music going off, right?
Yeah.
So,
because, I mean, they're stalling, obviously.
Yeah.
2, 3...
The Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar, rules the cage tonight in Extreme Rules. A courageous effort by that man, Triple H, in what has been one of the most shocking Extreme Rules in history.
And they're trying to make it so people think this may be his last match. Well,
yeah,
I don't think that.
Like they did last time.
Yeah, it's not, obviously.
Think he's going to get the claps?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think they didn't trust it enough. That's why they played the music.
I think you're right. I think that people were starting to a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think the idea was the crowd would be standing up and going crazy for him, giving the respect ovation. And when it wasn't really happening the way they wanted it to,
play the music.
Play
the
music to cover it. All right.
All right.
That's that.
All right, so that's Extreme Rules. By now you've already heard the post-show, because this will be going up afterwards, but thanks for listening to us rambling fucks. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.